KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Older and melasma often fades with age because the hormonal shifts that drive the condition tend to stabilize. And in addition, older skin tends to tan less well as your skin loses its melanocytes, which are the cells that make melanin. You know, it's kind of a natural aging process. Your cells age, they become less functional, and the melanocytes, which are the tanning cells, become less responsive to sunlight, or they simply dissipate or die off. And your skin may respond to UV light with a weaker pigment reaction. So, you know, there's also the cumulative damage that occurs from prior sun exposure that exhausts your skin's repair systems. And there can be actually both excessive dark spots as well as excessive patches of light skin, like vitiligo, that can occur in people as they get older. So I'm not sure what's happening with you. I'm not sure whether that diagnosis was rendered by a dermatologist. It doesn't sound like it's the right diagnosis. There are bleaching creams that dermatologists can prescribe. Don't go for some kind of over-the-counter bleaching product because, you know, you're not sure what you're going to be getting. But there are strategies for fading age spots. I mean, that's kind of like the holy grail of the cosmetic industry and skincare industry. But there are specific treatments that can help to even out that discoloration for you. But is it melasma? In an 81-year-old, that's less likely. All right, this item, folks. You know, there's a crucial molecule in your body that helps control everything. And we were talking about high blood pressure recently. Well, this pertains to hypertension. This crucial molecule helps control your circulation, your energy, your stamina, your heart, even your sharpness of mind. It's nitric oxide. But after the age of 40, your body makes less and less of it. There's less blood flow, less stamina, less of you. But now there's N101, the nitric oxide lozenge developed by Dr. Nathan Bryan, who is the world's leading nitric oxide researcher. You've heard him here on Intelligent Medicine. He's guested on some of our podcasts. This is a product that is backed by Nobel Prize-winning science. N101 is designed to naturally restore your body's nitric oxide levels. So just do what I do. Before I exercise, I let one dissolve in my mouth. And I especially make sure to take it before workouts. N101 goes to work in minutes, releasing nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream, which supports healthy circulation, boosts oxygen delivery to your muscles and brain, and helps you feel the way you're supposed to feel, with more energy, better blood flow, sharper focus, day after day. It's N101. It's the science of you working better. So visit HoffmanNO.com. That's HoffmanNO.com. And as a special offer to Intelligent Medicine listeners, you can use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at HoffmanNO.com for 10% off N101. All right, here's just what we thought we were done with mRNA vaccines, you know, because COVID is receding and less of a threat. And, it, you know, fewer and fewer people, I think, are taking their boosters these days because enough already with these vaccines. And now, just announced by the Food and Drug Administration, there's a new vaccine for the flu. And we've had pretty poor results with the flu vaccine over the years. And a couple of problems. One is, overall, it's just not very effective. Depending on the season, it's anywhere from 20 to maybe 50-some percent effective for reducing the chance that you're going to get the flu. And then they say, well, yeah, but maybe it'll reduce the severity of the flu. And indeed, you know, thousands of individuals end up hospitalized, even dying of the flu. Well, before COVID, the flu used to be a scourge, especially every winter season. So now, Moderna, maker of the COVID vaccine, has announced that a new vaccine has been approved called Mfluziva. But it's not for everyone. It's approved for older adults. And why just older adults? The reason for that is that the flu vaccine is particularly ineffective in older adults. And that's the very population that needs the most protection. I mean, a lot of us have had the flu. If we're younger, we're days of misery. But it's not going to put us in the hospital or kill us. But an older individual, especially someone who's vulnerable with diabetes or a heart condition or who's immune suppressed, they could have a real rough time with the flu. The problem is that the flu vaccine doesn't take very well. The conventional flu vaccine doesn't take. And the reason for that is because of what's called immunosenescence. When your immune system declines as you age, you fail to respond to vaccines as well and build antibodies against the target of the vaccine. So they've come up with this new mRNA flu shot based on the same technology, the same RNA platform as the COVID vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer. And why have they approved it? Well, the reason that they've approved it is they think it's going to be more effective, and they've given it interim approval. They're going to study it and see if it works better in older people. I'm not sure how many people are going to take up the challenge and take the new vaccine, because I think a lot of people are wary of the still new mRNA technology, but it is claimed that it is about 27% more effective, not 26%, not 28%. I'm not sure how they know precisely 27% more effective than a standard flu shot, which is not very effective at all. So let's say that the flu shot's 20% more effective, something that's 27% more effective than something that's 20% effective is probably only going to be about, let's do the math here, it's only probably going to be about 25% effective. Just a little bit more effective. 27% effective of a small number is still a small number. But it's going to be trialed, and it's going to be available, and it will be a new test of the mRNA technology. One of the advantages of mRNA, see, part of the problem with the flu shot is that you have to figure out how to make the flu shot 6 months before the flu arrives. And the flu is a rapidly changing virus. And within that 6 months, it can mutate, and then it can develop a form that is resistant to what they thought 6 months ago what the flu was going to be. It's kind of like a weather prediction. With an mRNA platform, it can be rapidly deployed to make millions and millions of vaccines in a relatively short time, just 3 months. You know, think Operation Moonshot. You know, very quickly they ramped up. The technology enables them to ramp up quickly. So that it enables them to adjust the vaccine in a more custom fashion to address whatever this year's flu will look like with just a little bit of lead time. So that's what they think, and then hopefully people won't experience side effects that were experienced with the COVID vaccine. We'll have to see. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
What if one supplement could make your entire immune system smarter, not stronger, in an aggressive way? Smarter. That's exactly what BWH-85 beta-glucan from BWH Labs does. It works with your immune system, helping it recognize threats, respond effectively, and protect you the way nature intended. BWH Labs has spent over 25 years perfecting the purest, most biologically active beta-glucan on the market, an 85% pure formula that's been tested against 200 competitors and named the most effective immune modulator in peer-reviewed research. Just one ingredient, one focus. Unmatched results. Doctors and integrative health practitioners trust BWH-85 beta-glucan, and so do I. It's available in 100 milligrams for daily support or 500 milligrams for maximum immune defense. It's only available through health practitioners, but as an Intelligent Medicine listener, it's available to you through my full script dispensary. Just go to drhoffman.com/BWH for more information and to order. That's drhoffman.com/BWH.
Has your digestive health been dragging out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, 500 bucks? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit ReddingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Have you stopped into Harmony yet? We'd love to welcome you in. We've thoughtfully curated brands we truly love, from Lululemon, Vuori, Free People Movement, to The Upside, alongside beautiful home goods, clean body care, candles, gifts, and everyday pieces you'll reach for again and again. We believe shopping should feel inspiring, not overwhelming. Come slow down, explore, and discover something you didn't know you needed. We're located in the heart of downtown Reading on California Street between Curated and Theory Coffee, right next to Organic Pilates. We can't wait to welcome you into Harmony.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255, our number. And you know, we just talked about the flu. Here's a scourge that is brand new and is highly fatal. According to a lurid article here, no cure, no vaccine. Experts warn of rare bourbon virus after first New York case. The bourbon, I mean, we know bourbon can leave you with a nasty hangover, but this is something entirely different. A bourbon virus, and they recount the case of a Long Island patient. First, this was thought to be confined to Kansas, Missouri, It was first identified back in 2014 in the Midwest. Only 6 human cases have been reported since Bourbon virus was first identified in Bourbon County, Kansas, where the first known patient was diagnosed in 2014, and that patient later died. Well, ominous news for New Yorkers, and I live in New York, and I spend a lot of time out on the East End in Suffolk County, and they had the first case of Bourbon virus, and it is a tick-borne virus. It is spread by the same tick that transmits Rocky Mountain spotted fever, the Lone Star tick. That's a different kind of tick than the deer tick, which can spread Lyme disease and other conditions like babesiosis and ehrlichiosis. It's kind of a multiple pathogen-carrying tick, the deer tick. The Lone Star tick is a little bigger. The deer tick is very, very tiny. Lone Star tick has a little white spot on its back, so like you can, that will help you identify it. I guess it resembles what? The flag of Texas, the Lone Star State, with a star in the middle. And the Lone Star tick also transmits alpha-gal syndrome, which is the thing that makes you allergic to meat, all mammalian meats. Yeah, it's a nasty problem. So, okay, this guy who was diabetic, a Long Island patient was hospitalized with severe symptoms from the tick-borne illness spread by Lone Star ticks. He later died, and he just went crashing through all manner of medical interventions. Nothing helped, and ultimately he died. But there's something interesting about this. Because they say, well, there's only just a handful of cases. Well, in many cases, they don't have the ability or the wherewithal to check for this virus. It's brand new. You have to order special tests for it. They did a scan of people's blood serum in Missouri, and what they found is that 0.7% of people had antibodies to the Bourbon virus, which suggests that a lot of people may have been bitten by the tick, may have, you know, barely noticed it, or maybe they felt a little sick, but they weren't properly diagnosed, and they survived. So is this uniformly fatal, or does it depend on, as many cases with viruses, bacteria, depend on your immune response? If you have a good immune system, you can survive it, maybe have a few days of malaise, and then overcome it. That'll be the subject of further research. So don't panic yet. The Bourbon virus is loose.
Progressive presents the Museum of You. We begin our tour with a unique piece, a relic from the early big screen television era. Remarkable. Next, we find a juicer, which historians believe has only ever been used once. And finally, compact discs from the emo era. A rare find indeed.
Some things should be history, but until then, you could protect what's important to you and save by bundling your auto insurance with a renter's policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Big money donors are running fast and furious away from the headlining Democratic candidate for president. And the Democratic Party glitterati descends on Michigan to take the knee. What's it all about? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Magnesium is crucial for over 300 processes in your body, from energy production and muscle recovery to sleep quality and stress response. Yet most Americans don't get enough. In fact, in a peer-reviewed clinical trial, more than 75% of participants showed suboptimal magnesium levels before the study even began. Those who took Jigsaw MagSRT saw magnesium rise 30% over 90 days and deficiency symptoms drop by 63%. Remarkable results backed by real science. And for sleep and recovery, Jigsaw MagSoothe delivers. In a four 4-week clinical trial, participants saw a 17% improvement in sleep quality, felt 34% less stressed, and rated their satisfaction 85 out of 100. 82% said they'd buy it again. Two supplements, two clinical trials, one company that does the research. Jigsaw Health, MagSRT for daily magnesium replenishment, MagSoothe for calm, restorative sleep. To order, go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code Hoffman15 for 15% off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com, code Hoffman15.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Can help you through the process. Cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for buying gas. That's right. You can earn cash back with Upside just for buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside, and just last year, I made nearly $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get cash back? If you like extra cash, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back when you fill your tank. Use promo code FREEDOM to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREEDOM for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREEDOM for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And we have to talk about supplements here on Intelligent Medicine. If you want to source a great place to get your supplements, check out my full script dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. But they've got a new feature here. They've just announced it. You no longer need a login to browse in full script. So you just go there and check out what's available via drhoffmanstore.com. And I've got a lot of protocols there. So if you want a protocol that looks at allergy or bone health, brain health, detoxification, heart health, immune health, sleep, stress, and we have a new section on what you should be taking when you take GLP-1 drugs. So many people are doing that these days. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com and check it out and order your supplements from there, as I do. They're a safe place to shop for high-quality supplements that are authentic, not adulterated, not counterfeit, you can rely on. their quality controls. 877-726-8255. We have a question from a listener. Let's hear it.
Good afternoon, sir. Requesting a comestible review of the following. It is salmon. The brand is Safe Catch, and the pouches of it, 18 grams of protein. It's Wild Pacific Pink Salmon, and it is labeled to be the lowest mercury limit of any brand. Just wanted to know, besides Gary, what is the latest on this? Because I noticed on your show and elsewhere that if one brings up the subject that it smells fishy, then it's probably been exposed to oxidation. And so just wanted your feedback on that, if you would, please. Thank you.
Okay. You know, so a couple of questions there. So first of all, the claim that this is the lowest mercury level of any brand, if it's salmon, is less relevant than if we're talking about tuna. Tuna is a fish that's a long-lived fish. It's a big fish that bioaccumulates a lot of mercury, as do other fish species like Chilean sea bass and shark. So these are and swordfish. You know, these are the big four that accumulate a lot of mercury. And so line-caught tuna, smaller tuna that doesn't live as long, tends to have less mercury. When it comes to salmon is not, mercury's not the problem with salmon, usually. Maybe there's traces of mercury in salmon, but the big problem with salmon is the distinction between wild-caught salmon and farmed salmon. Farmed salmon tends to be higher in PCBs because it's raised in coastal areas where there's the potential for more deposition of PCBs, which is a chemical toxin. It's not an elemental toxin like mercury or lead. And so wild-caught salmon is good. And, you know, I think that that's a good way to get your protein and get your omega-3 fatty acids. And I wouldn't worry too much about the mercury content, nor do I think that that brand outshines all the other brands in terms of mercury content. It's usually relatively low in salmon. Now, the thing about fish, you know, when you buy fish and fish smells fishy, well, it's going to smell a little fishy, I mean, because it's fish. But generally, it should have sort of a fresh ocean smell. That would be the smell of fresh fish. But when fish really smells fishy, that's the result of, hate to say it, bacterial deterioration. If you get like a real ammonia-like smell, and especially you press the fish flesh and it feels a little spongy, that's a sign that maybe the fish is past its expiration date. It's not so much about its exposure to oxidation. Oxidation causes rancidity in oils, okay? So, you know, you get, you know, you buy fresh walnuts or you buy fresh almonds, and there's this kind of a characteristic bitter, rancid taste. It's kind of, you have to be discerning to detect it. That comes from oxidation. That comes from being around too long and not being fresh. And the high content of polyunsaturated omega-3 fats in nuts in particular makes nuts more prone to free radical degradation, oxidation, and therefore you get that rancidity. But the fishy smell, it's not so much rancidity. It's actually the beginnings of bacterial decomposition. I mean, think of what happens to a corpse that sits around too long. It starts to smell, you know, because the bacteria start to work on it. And the same thing happens with fish. So there you have it. All right, this item, you know, what if one supplement could make your entire immune system smarter? And I'm not talking about in an aggressive way, in an overactive way, perhaps leading to autoimmunity, but smarter, more discerning, and that's what BWH-85-beta-glucan from BWH Lab does. It works with your immune system, helping it recognize threats and respond effectively, also protect you the way that nature intended. BWH Labs has spent over 25 years perfecting the purest, most biologically active beta-glucan on the market. It's an 85% pure formula that's been tested against 200 competitors and named the most effective immune modulator in peer-reviewed research, with more than 20,000 published studies behind this ingredient, the science speaks for itself. Just one ingredient, one focus, unmatched results. Doctors and integrative health practitioners trust BWH85 beta-glucan, and now it's my favorite too. I take it and recommend it. It's available in 100 milligrams for daily support or maintenance, or a super high dose of 500 milligrams for maximum immune defense. It's only available through health practitioners, but as an Intelligent Medicine listener, it's available to you through my full script dispensary. Just go to DearHoffman.com/BWH for more information to order. That's DearHoffman.com/BWH because a smarter immune system starts with a smart choice. Check out BWH85 beta glucan. All right, this is one more nail in the coffin of low-fat dairy for so long, and it continues. It continues in many forms, including, I think, the American Heart Association is still stuck on this like a broken record. Choose low-fat dairy. In other words, low-fat yogurt, skim milk, ugh, tastes horrible, 1% milk, a little better, but still like dishwater. They tell you to go for low-fat dairy, avoid butter, use, I don't know, some kind of margarine-like gunk instead. For decades, we're told to choose low-fat dairy. New research says otherwise. Been saying this for a long time. Yet another study, a new study that challenges decades of low-fat advice, finding that 3 daily servings of full-fat dairy did not worsen weight or cholesterol and may even offer some health benefits. Okay, they did a study. 12-week study, 74 adults consumed different amounts of dairy under varying dietary conditions. All right, so they had 3 groups. One group followed a low-dairy, calorie-restricted diet. A second group followed a energy-neutral diet. It wasn't calorie-restricted. That included 3 servings of dairy each day. And a third group ate whatever they wanted, including 3 daily servings of dairy. And after 12 weeks, researchers found no meaningful differences in body weight, body composition, or cholesterol levels between people following the low-dairy diet and those eating 3 servings of dairy each day. And the reason for that, I mean, if you there's one thing about low-fat dairy. You're going to get less calories. So why didn't people lose weight? Well, the reason is there's less satiety value in low-fat dairy. So people end up just, you know, they make up for the low-calorie dairy by eating more calories elsewhere because there's less satisfaction, less satiety associated with the low-fat dairy. So now, what they theorize here is, you know, why is it that dairy, which has got a lot of saturated fat, has got a lot of cholesterol, why doesn't it send your cholesterol through the roof and, you know, put you at risk for cardiovascular disease? They have theorized that it's about something called the dairy matrix hypothesis, which is that foods are not just the sum total of different ingredients. You know, looking at saturated fat and cholesterol is very reductive. The health effects of a food may depend on how its components interact rather than simply the amount of one nutrient or 2 nutrients or more that it contains. So with dairy products, they say it's got 2 proteins, casein and whey, that are bound together with fat and with nutrients mixed in. And this is a matrix, a complex structure that allows nutrients in dairy foods to be delivered to the body gradually, which may help explain why the effects of eating dairy can differ from what one would be predicted in a lab experiment where you consume, you know, just isolated saturated fat or isolated cholesterol. Ultimately, and dairy may have other health benefits as well. So, you know, let's get off the train of low-fat or no-fat dairy products because the studies ultimately vindicate full-fat dairy products. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You know that feeling when everything just
clicks. Your mind is sharp, your mood is steady, your body feels like it's firing on all cylinders. That's not luck. That's what your body is capable of every single day. Now, I've looked into a lot of fish oil supplements, and honestly, most of them are mystery sourced, overprocessed, blasted with heat, and packed with synthetic add-ins. But this one is different. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health starts with wild Alaskan salmon and cod, sustainably caught from some of the cleanest waters on the planet, and then it's processed at low temperatures to preserve what actually matters. We're talking about real omega-3s, naturally occurring vitamins A and D, and pro-resolving mediators, or PRMs, that help your body balance its own immune response. What does that mean for you? Clearer thinking, more stable mood, and real nature-based support for your heart and immune system. No shortcuts, no synthetic nonsense. If you want to feel the difference, go to BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman for 20% off site-wide. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
High upfront costs prevent families from switching wireless providers. T-Mobile is changing that with new 2.0 plans with EIP Flex, a first-of-its-kind 36-month flexible financing option that covers device, taxes, and fees at checkout. For a limited time, well-qualified customers can score a new phone and pay nothing upfront, zero out-of-pocket, and 0% APR. Plus, T-Mobile's new student perks plans start at $30 a month with autopay, 40% less than Verizon and AT&T. Bundle 5G home internet for $30 a month and receive a $200 virtual prepaid card. Learn more at T-Mobile.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile. EIP Flex for well-qualified customers on eligible devices. Student 18 and up eligibility verification required. Otherwise, plan converts to standard pricing at additional cost. 40% based on comparable plans. Plan features like hotspot international data and taxes and fees vary. Bundle with $20 in monthly bill credits. Qualifying credit, student perks voice line, and new internet line required. Virtual card typically takes 15 days. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. All right, in a landmark decision, finally, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and Department of Agriculture are about to submit a definition for ultra-processed foods. And we know that ultra-processed foods are bad for us, but we really need a definition of ultra-processed foods because, as one of the Supreme Court justices once famously said when reviewing a pornography case, he said, "I know pornography when I see it." And, you know, it's like, what's the definition? He said, "I know pornography when I see it." Well, we know what real junk food is. You know, all you have to do is go down a supermarket aisle in the center of the store, and you'll see a lot of junk food. But there's some concerns about that, because what are the key characteristics of ultra-processed food? I mean, when it comes to cigarettes, we know what a cigarette is, and we know that cigarettes cause harm, they cause cancer, they cause heart disease, and for a long time they were a delivery system for harmful compounds, tar and nicotine, which made them addictive, and they knew it. The tobacco industry knew it, and they just pumped that stuff into the lungs and the bloodstreams of Americans and ended up killing hundreds of thousands, potentially millions of people over decades, and then they got hit with major lawsuits because they knew what they were doing. And we could focus on cigarettes as a harm, and lately lawyers, public interest lawyers, are trying to sue the food industry about ultra-processed foods. We know that some of the characteristics of ultra-processed foods is that they contain synthetic industrial ingredients, additives not used in normal home cooking, such as high fructose corn syrup and modified starches and hydrogenated oils, and they undergo heavy processing with, you know, very harsh chemical techniques and heat techniques, and they are specifically designed for profit and appeal, not for nutrition. You know, and so common examples, obvious examples: soft drinks, sugary beverages, cookies, candies, chips. Highly processed luncheon meats and things like instant noodles and pre-prepared frozen meals. And then, of course, there's all the junk food that's sold at, you know, the junk food emporia, the drive-ins, and so on. The problem, though, is that some foods that are relatively healthy are ultra-processed. So, for example, the protein shake I take in the morning, it's made of casein, which is derived from whey, but it's a highly processed product that's purified and refined from dairy, and it's healthy, you know, pure protein, but it's ultra processed. And so too are the things that I add to it. I add collagen, but it's processed. It's not like chewing on a chicken bone. It's highly processed. And the same thing for the creatine, which is created in a lab, and on it goes. So where do we draw the line? And now the FDA and the USDA finally submitted. They haven't revealed what the definition is, but they have to really be kind of careful, because they don't want to exclude beneficial processed foods. They just want to make people aware that processed foods are bad for us, and they contribute to so many problems. Eating ultra-processed foods linked to 32 harmful health effects, according to a recent study, meaning a higher risk of early death. Okay, that's the ultimate health problem, dying. Heart disease, type 2 diabetes, obesity, mental health disorders, gastrointestinal disorders, things like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, and ultimately cancer too. They disrupt the microbiome. They can have an impact on sleep. They're just packed with bad ingredients like sugar and high fructose corn syrup and artificial sweeteners, poor quality oils. They're bereft of vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, beneficial polyphenols, natural fibers, and quality protein. And we eat more of these, and then they replace the fresh whole foods that your body really needs. So, yeah, we got to push back against ultra-processed foods. The problem is defining them. Folks, you know, one of the privileges of practicing medicine for many years is watching science evolve, and I've seen many innovations, and one of them has to do with how we can push back against aging and the damage associated with it. One key indicator of how well our cells maintain mitochondrial function is something called mitochondrial membrane potential, the energy stored across the mitochondrial membrane. When it's healthy, cells produce energy efficiently and repair themselves well. But for over two decades, independent researchers in the United States and Uruguay and Australia have studied a membrane lipid technology called NT-factor lipids, consistently observing improved membrane potential, reduced oxidative damage, and in human studies, better energy, mental clarity, and quality of life. Now, you can get a hold of this scientific innovation. It's Healthy Aging by NT-factor. NT-factor lipids powder comes in two convenient sizes. For more information and to order, I don't go a day without this product. Go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for NT-factor lipids powder. And finally, this is an amazing story. Here's a vitamin company, one of the many vitamin companies that I have sourced from over the years, and it just speaks to how robust the vitamin industry is. Experts give high marks to P&G's bet on Thorne. What's P&G? Procter & Gamble, huge consumer products division. They also, they make a lot of over-the-counter health products, and they bought Thorne, forget this, $3.8 billion. And 3 years ago, Thorne was sold for, I think it was like $600 and some odd million. That deal in 2026 represents a spectacular 77% rate of return on the investment for the brand. So, boy, this is a real, I think, resounding seal of approval on the supplement industry. Thorne is a good brand, originally a professional brand. Now they're expanding to the consumer division. I use Thorne protein. But P&G, hopefully will be a good steward of the Thorne brand, as they have with a brand called New Chapter, which they acquired back in 2012. So let's cross our fingers. And it's a huge industry. Thanks very much for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Check out drhoffman.com for all things intelligent medicine. There you can download podcasts, subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on social media, and shop at drhoffmanstore.com. Have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know that feeling when you wake up tired, even after a full night's sleep, when you push through your day running on empty, wondering where your energy went? Here's something most people don't know, that fatigue may actually be happening inside your cells. That's why I've been using NT-factor lipids powder from Nutritional Therapeutics for years. I don't go a day without it. It's based on over 20 years of research and a patented process called membrane lipid replacement, which actually repairs the damaged components of your cell membranes, restoring your cells' ability to produce energy the way they did when you were younger. Clinical studies show NT-factor can reduce fatigue by up to 40%. Just one or two scoops a day, mix it in a smoothie like I do, sprinkle it on food, and you're giving your body the science of youthful energy. NT-factor lipids powder comes in two convenient sizes. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for NT-factor lipids powder.
Put all your gear on that you carry, and then roll around on the ground. Now get up. All your gear that's on the ground, that's what you're not going to have in a fight.
Gun Talk should be in your podcast feed. Check out Gun Talk Nation.
What's it like to be blown up?
You know, if it's like C4, it's almost like a smack.
Hunting. Yeah, we talk about that too.
On your crosshairs, I like a thin crosshair.
AJ, you're really dating yourself by calling things crosshairs.
You're reticle. Whatever.
Have some fun and stay informed with the Gun Talk Podcast.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Hurricane Lala skirting Hawaii's Big Island without making landfall and is weakening after lashing the region with very strong winds and drenching rain. And officials in Indiana say at least 7 people have died during days of very heavy rain and flooding. Victims include a small child and 6 adults. In the meantime, forecasters say southern Indiana may get more heavy rain overnight, well into Monday. Democratic socialists racking up some wins in primaries by claiming to represent working class Americans, but a closer look suggests the movement is driven by a very different crowd.
A recent New York Times column notes that just 4% of DSA members hold working class jobs, while 80% of members over the age of 25 have college degrees. It also found that recent DSA-backed candidates perform stronger in highly educated counties, not working class areas. The group's agenda includes higher taxes on the wealthy, policies advancing transgender ideology, and defunding the police, positions critics argue are far removed from the priorities of many blue-collar voters.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting from Washington. Top dog in the Big Apple, backing a measure that critics say could hit consumers really hard in the pocketbook. Here's Ken Lorman with more on that story.
Mayor Mamdani supports the so-called Delivery Protection Act, which would force Amazon to directly hire delivery drivers and warehouse workers now employed through independent contractors. Opponents say the move would wipe out small delivery businesses, boost Amazon's labor cost, and drive up prices. One study estimates the average household could pay hundreds more each year, while unions stand to gain. Critics call it another socialist policy, making life less affordable for New Yorkers. Ken Lorman reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Larry Elder here. When it comes to supplements, two things matter most: that it works and that you can trust it. Rather than just tell you about Relief Factor, we'll let our customers do it. We hear from people every single day whose lives have changed, and we'd like you to hear a few of their stories. Joni shared that before Relief Factor, her husband couldn't open his hands in the morning and had to give up playing guitar. Now he wakes up with flexibility and he's back to playing music. They are both recommending Relief Factor to friends as a way to enjoy things they love again. I know that feeling. I take Relief Factor every single morning for my back issues. I don't take it, the back issues come back. Now, they make it easy to find out if you'll be the next person telling us Relief Factor helps you enjoy what you love. 3 weeks for just $17.76. Simply go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. You'll connect with our friendly local team, and they will do everything they can to help. We hope you'll soon be sharing your story with us as well. Relieffactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF.
Well, now, don't let this story keep you awake tonight.
Pest experts say bed bug infestations are increasing, and this time of year, they're at their worst. Expert Eric Braun says bed bugs not only hide in mattresses, but furniture, clothing, and even shoes. And if you spot bed bugs in your luggage...
I would leave it outside. I'd unpack outside. I'd take all my clothing and put it directly in a dryer, and I'd dry it on high for about 20 to 30 minutes. Heat will kill all stages of bed bugs in your clothing.
Braun says if they're already in your home, leave it up to the professionals because they can be very difficult to get rid of. I'm Donna Water.
Tommy John, the pitching great known for the surgery that bears his name, has died. He had a remarkable 26-year career, winning 288 games, becoming the first pitcher to return from that elbow surgery. Tommy John, dead at the age of 83. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Ukraine has carried out a wide-scale attack on Russia's Samara region. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports there are numerous casualties reported, and a later attack by Russia on Ukraine killed an infant and 11 adults wounded.
The head of the targeted Samara region said that Russian air defense forces repelled a massive missile attack that caused localized damage to industrial sites. Medical assistance was provided to those injured. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Kyiv's forces targeted Samara's Progress Center using domestically produced Flamingo missiles. Russia's Ministry of Defense reported shooting down 598 Ukrainian drones over 19 regions. Separately, a Russian strike on southeastern Ukraine killed a three-month-old baby and wounded 11 people. I'm Karen Schemmer.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXE-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Redding Rancheria for their support over the years, for providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Got it. And you went a different way. You said, that's just terrible. I am going to do something about it to protect myself and my family. What made you be that guy who decided to take care of yourself and your family?
Okay, well, obviously, you know, self-preservation of self and family and loved ones is number one. But they had already gone on a killing spree. I think they'd murdered a couple of people already, and they'd broken into I believe it was a sporting goods store somewhere up in the Dallas area. And they'd already killed several people. So, I mean, you know, they knew they were not going to see the light of day again. And so I said, well, I'm not going to be a statistic. There's no way I'm going to allow that myself and my family to become a statistic, you know. So.
Yeah. No. I mean, good on you. You looked at it and you said, yeah, not me. I'm not going to allow that to happen. Nobody else is going to be there to take care of me. I got to take care of it myself. Which, of course, that whole mindset ended up leading you into being a peace officer and saying, I'm going to help other people, not just myself, but other people. That's right. Just part of your makeup. That's who you are.
Yeah. Keep your head on a swivel and expect the worst because, like I said, when you leave the four walls of your home, you know, you're at the mercy of the public. If there's bad people out there, you've got to be able to protect yourself.
Makes sense. All right. Look, thank you for sharing the story. I appreciate that call. I would also add, yes, when you leave your house, you're at the mercy of the public. But I'm also going to say it's when you're in your house because bad guys do come to the house. Can I once again remind people that during the daytime is when most break-ins happen. It's a really good idea to keep your doors locked in your house when you're at home in the day. And I think probably most people don't. But if you lock your doors, somebody can't just open the door and walk in. As obvious as that sounds, they got to make some kind of a noise. And, oh, yeah, the corollary to that is this. You should have a system where you do not have to open your door to see who's knocking at your door. When you open the door, you make yourself vulnerable. You make it possible for them just to walk in, to push the door in. You need to have a system, either a peephole or a camera or a ring camera or something where you can see who's out there and you can have a conversation with them. It is worth the money and the very small effort now, it's almost no effort at all, to put in something like that. You should not have to open your door to see who is at the door, okay? All right, let's grab Rick on line one out of Friendswood, Texas. We're going to be, I guess, doing all Texas here at the moment. Hey, Rick.
Hi, Tom. Love your show.
Thank you.
What do you think about this idea? The U.S. and or Israel maybe dropping on the Iranian citizens maybe some Liberator-type pistols. Do you think that's feasible or...
That is a throwback. We got to tell people what a Liberator pistol was. FP45 Liberator. The FP stood for flare pistol because they wanted to hide what they really were. It was a single shot 45 ACP pistol made by General Motors of all things. They made a million of them in World War II. The idea was to drop them into the resistance of the partisans. Eisenhower didn't think much of the idea. MacArthur didn't think much of the idea. So they didn't actually send a lot of them in. So the OSS, which is, of course, the precursor to the CIA, got 450,000 of them. But the idea was this is a stunningly cheap little handgun. It was a single shot, and they sent them in a cardboard box with 10 rounds of ammo and a cartoon instruction book, basically, on how to use this thing. And, you know, let's go back to your idea, because the idea is, how do you end up taking a rifle away from, say, a soldier in Iran who is there to hurt people and all that. Well, you shoot them in the back of the head with a pistol. Then you've got their rifle. It really is as simple as that, isn't it?
They got AK-47s. They don't need a little 45 pistol, so you won't be arming the bad guys, I don't think.
Well, no, you're not arming the bad guys. You're arming the good guys. And so,
right.
But with this, the good guys can go get a gun from the bad guys.
Mm-hmm. Do you think I should call a senator on that or something? Or
I don't think there's a chance in the world we would ever do something like that. But it is an interesting concept, and it gives us a chance to talk about one of the more interesting little elements or segments in history. And I appreciate the call very much. It's called the Liberator Pistol. You can look it up. It's called the FP-45 Liberator. And I guess when I'm looking at the rundown of it here, it was suggested by the Polish military attaché and assigned to the U.S. Army Joint Psychological Warfare Committee. Very interesting. I mean, this is very cool. Like I said, they made a million of them. Didn't send all that many into France and behind lines. But back then, you know how it is. The Nazis took all the guns. Because a lot of these companies had registration, firearms registration, the Nazis would just go in and get the registration list. And they would go door to door and say, here's the list of the guns you have. You need to turn them in. There's one famous story written by Neil Knox about his neighbor who told him the story about the Belgian corporal. And the Germans came to the house, said, here's the list. You need the guns. He couldn't find one of the guns. They wanted to turn it in. He said, I don't know where it is. It's been years. And they brought him out into the street, and they shot him, and they shot every member of his family. After they got all the neighbors out there, had made them all watch. And for those who would say, well, gee, what's the big deal with gun registration? That is it. Without a registration list, they can't do that. A gun registration list is there for only one purpose, is so the government at some future date can come take your guns away. There is no other purpose for it whatsoever. What's the big deal? You guys don't want to register your guns. You register your cars. Yeah, it's not the same. You register cars so you can pay taxes on them. The only reason that anybody in government wants to register guns is so they have the list. So they can then take action against people who are on the list. How do they do that? Historically, they send people with guns to take away your guns at gunpoint. And historically, not just in Germany, but here too, if you don't turn them in, they will shoot you dead. Without a registration list, they can't do that. Don't give an inch. Never give an inch, never give up, never stop fighting. We'll be right back.
For generations, Colt's battle-proven rifles have earned the trust of those who defend our nation. The Colt M5 Carbine continues that experience with a true free-floating barrel system, enhanced ambidextrous controls, and reinforced durability for long-term performance. Built for military, law enforcement, and hobbyists alike, the M5 delivers the reliability professionals and enthusiasts demand. Visit your local Colt stocking dealer and experience the Colt M5 Carbine. Colt. Proven. Trusted. Ready.
Gear up this hunting season with a chance to win the Savage 110 Carbon Hunter, topped with a Zeiss V3 rifle scope. This lightweight hunting setup pairs a carbon fiber barrel, user-adjustable AccuTrigger, and blackout Cerakote finish with Zeiss Bright technology, delivering at least 90% light transmission to help you stay in the hunt. Enter today at guntalk.com/win before time runs out.
The 6 ARC was developed to provide increased performance in the M4 AR-15 platform. The 6 ARC pushes a 90-grain dual performance at 2,650 feet per second with over 1,400 foot-pounds of energy. The monolithic solid copper bullets design allows pedals to separate after impact, spreading to create wound tracks and significantly adding to terminal performance. This round is an exceptional option for your modern sporting rifle.
Black Hills Ammunition, the power of performance.
Shooting sports life isn't just about guns. It's about the people, the stories, the competitions, the history, the craftsmanship, the families, the freedom. Whether you're into concealed carry, hunting, long-range shooting, clay targets, or collecting firearms, there's something waiting for you. Watch free today on your smart TV, online, or on your phone. Learn more at ShootingSportsLife.com. Shooting Sports Life, where freedom is a lifestyle.
When Ruger set out to build the ultimate pocket pistol, they succeeded. The LCP Max, now paired with the Magpul Enhanced Handgun Grip, delivers everything you need and nothing you don't. 13 rounds of .380 in a frame that disappears in your pocket. A tritium front sight for fast acquisition in any light. Secure action fire control you can trust with your life. Ruger's legacy of American innovation. Reimagined for how you carry today. The LCP Max with Magpul EHG.
Put here 866-TALK-GUN or Tom-TALK-GUN. That'll get you in here. Let's see. Dee just sent me an email. I gave out my email address on the air. Tom, why hasn't the entire Second Amendment, quote, shall not be infringed, been brought before the Supreme Court instead of these bits and pieces we keep fighting for? If the justices would just make a ruling on it, then maybe we could stop fighting for all these rights and avoid the constant blue states infringement. Well, Dee, I understand what you're saying. And, yeah, I'd love to get one ruling from the Supreme Court that says, all right, all the gun control laws are gone, period, because they all infringe upon the Second Amendment. We're not going to get that. And, look, I'm not a lawyer. Don't play one on TV. But I did watch Perry Mason back in the day. But I do talk to Second Amendment attorneys, the guys, the scholars who really know this stuff. The problem is you have to challenge each law individually, each infringement individually. And the way the courts work, they like to rule as narrowly as possible. I don't know why that is, but they do. So we get our rights back a piece at a time, and I can, you know, we can both agree that we shouldn't have to do it this way. Yeah, I agree. But we do. And so not going to waste any time or effort thinking about what should be and just focus on what is. And so this is what is, and we are winning right now a lot. We're winning a lot. And, you know, we had the Heller decision, the McDonald decision, the Bruin decision, some others along the way. Each one of them advanced the cause significantly. The problem we have right now is that a lot of the lower courts still ignore the Supreme Court. Or they say, well, this is a little bit different, so this doesn't fall within Bruin. This isn't exactly the Heller. And they're making it all up. But what they do is they start with the conclusion they would like to reach, and then they torture the law until they can finally come up with a rationalization to get them to the conclusion, which is where they started. We need some Supreme Court decisions that say, stop that. Will we get it? I don't know. I hope so. I know. Thanks for the email. Tom@guntalk.com if you want to shoot me a note there. Let's see here. Mark is in Missouri on line two. Hey, Mark, thanks for calling in. What's going on?
Well, I'm reporting it's warm and muggy.
Warm and muggy. Well, all over the country. So what have you been shooting?
Well, now I've got a report on your favorite military weapon.
I'm waiting.
Your favorite military weapon flew over my house about 5 minutes after my second favorite flew over my house at about a 220 vector.
What's that?
I don't know. A-10?
Oh, A-10. I love A-10. It's a flying cannon. It's like
that's what you said.
Yeah, no, you're right. That is my favorite flying. Although I will say, look, I'm such an aviation buff. There's an awful lot of planes I love, and But if I were to, if they said, all right, you get to go fly one of them, but probably it'd be an ATN, just because it's got this 30 millimeter huge cannon. I mean, the cannon in this gun is longer than a Chevy Suburban. They built the whole airplane around this cannon. It's a Gatling gun shooting like 2 liter Coke bottle bullets out of this thing. It's unbelievable. And it flies low and slow and banks and yanks, and it'd just be fun. I would love that. Look, I appreciate the call. When you look, there's some connection between the whole gun thing and look at old guns and look at old airplanes, especially military airplanes. Whether it's the P-51 Mustang, which I have been fortunate enough to be able to fly, an amazing piece of gear. I've flown formation with a few others of the World War II variety when we were doing the, I guess I ought to back up. Some people don't know that I created a show. I've actually created and produced a number of TV shows and series. One of them was an aviation show called Wings to Adventure. And I flew the airplane that we had the camera in, the video camera, and we flew formation with all these different airplanes. And it's like a P-47 Thunderbolt, and a P-40, and a P-51 Mustang, and it just goes on and on. All the way back to a Vickers Vimy Bomber, which is a World War I airplane. This was a recreation of it. Very cool, very slow. It was hard for us to fly as slow as that thing would fly and still keep my bonanza in the air. But, yeah, there's just something about the hardware, the ingenuity that goes into creating those. If there were another one, if you say, okay, which one would you like to fly? If there were another one, I'm thinking actually, and I'll never get to fly it, is the P-38 Lightning, the fork tail monster or whatever they called it. Such a cool plane, very fast, just twin engine monster. It's the one that shot down Yamamoto with. Very cool stuff. But yeah, the Warthog, the A-10 Warthog, which by the way, they're phasing out. There is an outfit that's trying to do conversions of the Warthog to make it a fire bomber, and they call them fire hogs. That's particularly germane right now because we have fires going all around us, all out in the West. The West is burning. There have been a number of airline-type planes that have been converted. DC-10s, DC-9. I mean, we're talking big airliners. And, boy, they can drop a load. It's really something else to see. Oh, that leads me to, hold on here, I got to find this article because I want to make sure I read it correctly. The whole firebombing thing. There it is. All right. Billings, Montana. Dateline to Billings, Montana. A new bill from Republican U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy. You remember Tim Sheehy? He's the Republican senator from Montana. Former Navy SEAL. He has a firebombing company. They have the water bombers, which is what got the connection for me. I hate this idea. I mean, I understand where it's coming from, but I really don't like it. The proposal is called the Special Operations Forces Concealed Carry Act. It would let current and former U.S. Special Operations Service members carry concealed firearms across state lines. It's kind of a takeoff on the law that lets former law enforcement officers have their concealed carry permits, or they don't have a permit, they can carry all over the country. And so he said, we should do the same thing for Special Forces operators, current and former. I understand the sentiment behind it. They're trained, and they served us and all that. I don't care. They're not special people. Neither are former cops. I hate the idea of former cops having special rights. We should all have these rights. And look, I get it. You're a cop. You get to carry everywhere. That's cool for you. It's not cool for me. It's not cool for the American public. And people say, well, there's a benefit to it. Don't care. We want our rights, and we don't want them pieced out. Because if you're special, you get special rights. No!
CarPro.com.
Jerry Reynolds, the CarPro here, answering your automotive questions.
What are the best hybrid SUVs worth cross-shopping right now? With so many great hybrid SUVs to cross-shop, I'll help you narrow it down with a few of my recommendations. Small to mid-size hybrid SUVs picks include the Toyota RAV4 and the Honda CR-V, along with both the Kia Sportage and Sorento. My large hybrid SUV picks include the Toyota Grand Highlander, Hyundai Palisade, and Jeep Cherokee. Note, the RAV4 Sportage and Sorento also have plug-in variants. To get any of your automotive questions answered, go to carpro.com and sign up for the free weekly newsletter.
The CarPro sweepstakes is rolling, and one lucky winner is going to choose between a brand new 2026 Corvette Stingray or $40,000 cash. Right now, qualifying purchases receive up to 20 times the entries, and Sunday, visit CarPro.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Year, $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for buying gas. That's right. You can earn cash back with Upside just for buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside, and just last year, I made nearly $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get cash back? If you like extra cash, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back when you fill your tank. Use promo code FREEDOM to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREEDOM for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREEDOM for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got it.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor. Learn how you can support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The DSA needs to make it make sense.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
All of the socialists claiming we're not paying enough taxes as a society. Americans spend more on taxes than housing, food, and utilities combined.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's Talk Guns. I'm Tom Gresham. This is Gun Talk, after all. Oh, go check it out. We have a heck of a YouTube channel. Look for Gun Talk over there. Over on Facebook, we are there all over the place with gazillions of videos available on Facebook. And, of course, we have the Shooting Sports Life, our all the time, 24/7 channel that just runs gun stuff all the time. You can add Shooting Sports Life to your TV if you've got a smart TV. Just like add Netflix or Prime or anything else. It's just an app that you throw on there. Go to shootingsportslife.com and you can see how to do that. Pretty easy stuff. Again, our number here is 866-TALK-GUN or TOM-TALK-GUN. From the news yesterday, as I'm speaking to you on Sunday, on Saturday, the United States Senate confirmed Todd Blanch as Attorney General. This is, I think, good for us on the gun side. Todd Blanch is pretty good on for the Department of Justice. He actually, his family is in the gun business. Interesting enough, they make magazines. One of the bigger companies making magazines for pistols. What was interesting, well, maybe, the two of the senators who were holding this up, Bill Cassidy and John Cornyn. Bill Cassidy from Louisiana, John Cornyn from Texas. Both of them are lame ducks. Both of them, I think, probably largely lost their positions because of their votes for gun control. Both of them supported and pushed and voted for the Joe Biden gun control law that was passed a couple of years ago. Gun owners remembered that and sent them both packing. So anyway, we got Todd Blanch, and I know people are going to say, well, he hasn't done enough. Well, we're never going to get everything. And we can agree that there are things where we say, well, he should have done this. Well, I wish he would have done that. But he's doing some good stuff. We're moving forward. Moving forward is better than moving backward. I have spent decades watching everything move backward and losing gun rights and losing gun rights and losing gun rights. Now we're getting them back. We're getting them back, piece at a time, through DOJ, through elections, through lawsuits at the Supreme Court. We are moving forward, and I think this is going to be good for us, so I'll pass that along. All right, let's go to the phones. Harley is in Denver, Colorado. Hey, Harley, let's talk about defensive guns.
Yes, my question is, the 1911, the grip and the angle is just fantastic. In a .45 caliber is a little bit too much for me. Is there something like the Colt Defender in a 9mm that's small enough I can put in my pocket?
Just to kind of all depends on how big your pocket is. The 1911 comes in three primary sizes. The standard size, 5-inch barrel or slide. Then the commander size, which is a 4 1/4 inch. Then the officer's model, which is a 3-inch. Now, a 3-inch 1911 is not exactly a pocket gun, but it's very concealable. If you got a 3-inch 1911, an officer's model in 9mm, it would be pretty carryable. Let me ask you a question then. What kind of pocket? What are we talking? I mean, are you looking for like a little tiny gun?
Well, about the size. It's like about the Colt Defender size, about the size of that. Or like the SIG P238.
Well, that's where
so
I was going to...
like a 3-inch barrel.
Yeah, that's where I was going to send you, is the SIG, the P238. I mean, it's a 1911, and it's tiny, and they shoot really well. If you want a 1911, I think that is a really good choice for something that's teeny tiny little thing.
Yeah. I was just wondering, I mean, a 3.8, I have that. It's an excellent gun, shoots very nicely.
Right.
I was just wondering if something was like that, but it has the grip of the 1911.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, if you want a longer grip, and you're talking about having like a longer grip, because, I mean, obviously these smaller guns are going to have shorter grips. I mean, these are all the trade-offs. If you go to a smaller gun, you got a smaller grip, it's hard to hold on to them. You can find, there are some 45s, maybe 9mm, with a standard size grip with a shorter barrel. There's some people who are making those. But honestly, I think you're in the place now where you ought to be looking at maybe some other size guns. Take a look. Just had this thought. The Smith & Wesson, I think it's the CSG. I'd have to look it up. It's one of their newer ones. Let me see if I'm going to look it up for you here, because it is a hammer gun, but it's got a really nice feel to it. It's got kind of CSX. Take a look at that. That's a really nice pistol you ought to take a look at. I think you would like that. It's called the CSX series from Smith & Wesson, and that might work for you. So there you go. And while you're there, also take a look at the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard 2.0. It's not a 1911, but it's small and easy to carry, and it's a nice little 380. I got to keep rolling. Hari, thank you for the call. Let's go talk with John in Bend, Oregon. Hey, John.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, it seems like every time we've got one of these, citizen-involved shootings or what have you, the subject of a truck gun comes up.
Yep.
And last week I didn't get an opportunity to call in, but I wanted to call in and talk a little bit about it and give some folks some ideas in the event they're looking to do something, because it's something that I do occasionally, if not more often when I'm traveling to training.
Okay, let me just touch on the subject bring people up to speed. Truck gun, the whole concept here is if you got your carry gun, you got your pistol, but there could be situations where it'd be really advantageous to have a long gun of some sort, whether it's a rifle or a carbine or a pistol caliber carbine or an AR-15 or something in your truck, in your vehicle, in the trunk or someplace, so that in a situation like that thing in Twin Falls, if somebody had a rifle, they probably could have put that guy down more quickly. So anyway, okay, I've set the stage for you. You pick it up from there.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I wanted to say that, you can go with a secure solution if you're a little bit, giddy about keeping it, storing it, et cetera. There's a bunch of solutions out there. There's a company called Tuffy. They make an undersea box for your vehicle. If you're, got a pickup truck, this thing goes right under seat, your rear seat. You can lock it. And in my particular case, depending on where I'm going, I may put a Colt M4 in there if I'm staying within my geographical area here in Oregon. If I'm traveling to a gun site where I've got to go across California or across, Nevada, typically I'll pack my GT30 in there. And it fits in there perfectly. You can work with a company called Gunfoam, gunfoam.com. They'll create a custom foam insert for any particular firearm that you have, handguns, long guns, shotguns. You use your cell phone to take a photograph of your firearm or firearms or magazines or optics or whatever you got, and they go ahead and they'll mate it up with any case that you've got. If it's Pelican, et cetera, they'll go ahead.
I never heard of them, and I just went to the website, gunfoam.com. That is awesome. What a great idea.
Yeah, they're fantastic. The president of the company, Mike Sherman, terrific guy. Give them a call if you have any particular solutions. But this works out really well for me because, I feel comfortable if I'm staying in a hotel at night. I can secure the rifle in that compartment, lock it up. So I've got two layers of security. These have two key locks on each side, and it bolts into the rear frame of your truck seat in the rear. Almost impossible to identify by looking through the window, and, you can increase your chances of being less of a target by removing any sort of 2A, pro gun, any kind of firearms-related decals on your vehicle.
Yes, you don't want any of that stuff on your vehicle because it just says, hey, there could be a gun in here, might as well break in and find out.
Absolutely, yeah. So get rid of those, and also, too, with all the flock cameras, you don't want to get tagged as a grouped into somebody that's a pro 2A supporter and have somebody kind of abuse that system to track you down or what have you.
That's another discussion, too, because the flock cameras, now they're sticking these cameras, they're looking into the parking lots of gun stores and recording the license plates of people who go to gun stores. And you got to wonder what that information is being used for.
Absolutely. Yeah. You don't know what's going into that database. And there's constantly stories in the media about, police agencies, law enforcement agencies abusing the system to track ex-girlfriends, ex-husbands, et cetera. So
yes.
Yeah. Try try and alleviate yourself as a target. But, yeah, I wanted to share that and those two.
You mentioned going to Gunsight. How often do you get over there?
Yeah. I try to get down. Well, I get down there every year for the gas match. This year is the 50th anniversary of the alumni shoot, so I'm headed down there. But the last course I took was a year and a half ago. It was a 223 defensive carbine, so that was 5 days down there. And, yeah, Gunsight, man, you never know who you're going to get for an instructor. It's always like you're going to get a celebrity no matter what. You know, I ended up getting Corey Trapp, who runs the Stories of the Gun with Joe Mantegna. He was our range master and lead instructor. And when I was down for the 250 class in 2022, I ended up getting Ed Head as one of the co-instructors.
Oh, so lucky you got Ed while he was still around. You know what I call Corey?
Yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
I call Corey Trapp Santa Claus with a machine gun.
That pretty much sums him up. Yeah, he was great. He brought all kinds of toys out for us to play with. So, yeah, Gunsight's always wonderful. And, you know, on a hot day to get Ken Campbell to bring you out a frozen Otter Pop, there's nothing better than that.
Well, I will be going to my first gas match this year, the 50th anniversary, to the Gunsight alumni shoot. So be sure to flag me down if you see me there.
Oh, no doubt. I'll try and figure out what squad you're on and see if I can find you and say hello.
Sounds good. That'd be fun. I mean, any tips for a first-timer at gas match?
Oh, man. First-timer is just start playing out in the hot sun as much as you can. Get out in the hot sun, walk around, you know, just get used to it. And best advice I can give anybody the night before is camel up, drink as much water as you possibly can, and just be ready to have a great time. Everybody's friendly. Everybody's fun.
Yeah, as I say, it's a social event occasionally interrupted by gunfire.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the steak dinner the night before and the auction the evening of the shoot are not to be missed. So you're in for a real treat, Tom.
That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'll see you there. And look, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Yeah, this idea of a truck gun. And I understand there are people who are going to say, well, I carry a pistol. I don't need that. I get it. And there are people who say, I don't carry a pistol. I don't need that either. It's layers. Are you going to need that? Probably not. Are you ever going to need your pistol? Probably not. But most of us have kind of come to the conclusion that, yeah, that's true, but I don't want to be caught without it. Okay? And then there are trade-offs. Carrying a pistol is uncomfortable. It is awkward. It is restricting. It's an additional thing to have to deal with all the time. You're going to have the exact same thing if you decide to have a truck gun, a rifle, a shotgun, or whatever in your truck, your vehicle. As our previous caller was talking about, well, now you got to figure out how am I going to keep it in my vehicle and keep it secure. Because if you're going to leave it in your vehicle, you've got to have it locked up in a way that makes it really hard for somebody to steal it. Out of sight, certainly, but also with locks. Extra money. Extra effort. Yes. Might not be for you. Certainly not for everybody. Might not be for you. But you also may be one of those people who say, you know, if I saw somebody shooting up the place, I would want a really good tool. If I saw somebody shooting up a bus full of school kids, what would I want to have? Yeah, I'd want the best thing I could have. I'm reminded of the story. This goes back 4 decades or more in Texas. There was a traffic stop. Can't remember if it was a state trooper, but walks up to the car and the guy shoots him, shoots the officer. Officer goes down. Same time, a guy who's coming back from a deer hunt is like 100 yards behind, sees this going on, pulls over to the side of the road. He sees the officer go down, sees the bad guy get out of his car, and walk over and shoot the officer on the ground. Execute. Well, this Texas deer hunter says, yeah, not on my watch. You're not doing that. And simply pulls out his .243, and from 100 yards, he smokes this guy. There it is. That's a truck gun. That's what it's all about. When you need the distance and you need some power, you got the tool. I get it. Not for everybody. Additional complications. Yeah. I get all that. Also, you got to train. You got to know what to do with it. And saying, I've been shooting all my life and I've been hunting all my life, that doesn't get it. I'm sorry, that's just not enough. John was just saying he goes, his last class at Gunsight was a 223 class. That would be a carbine using an AR-15. 5-day class, 40 hours of training. Well, gee, what can you learn in 40 hours? You just got to go shoot targets. Yeah, no. Or you could go to Range Ready. We provide AR classes. We could provide carbine classes. We do 2-day classes. You can start to get up to speed that way. You'll go from wherever you are to quite a bit advanced from that. I mean, you're not going to be Delta Force or Navy SEAL level, but you'll be better. You'll be able to do some stuff. Know how to use a sling. Oh, yeah. Your self-defense long gun must have a sling on it. If you don't know why, that's why you go take the class. Have you thought about getting a truck gun? If so, what would you get? Do you have a truck gun? If so, what do you have? Love to know. 866-TALK-GUN will get you in here. Or Tom Talk Gun, as always. I'm Tom Gresham. This is Gun Talk. Let me know what you're thinking for your personal security system.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
High upfront costs prevent families from switching wireless providers. T-Mobile is changing that with new 2.0 plans with EIP Flex, a first-of-its-kind 36-month flexible financing option that covers device, taxes, and fees at checkout. For a limited time, well-qualified customers can score a new phone and pay nothing upfront, zero out-of-pocket, and 0% APR. Plus, T-Mobile's new student perks plans start at $30 a month with autopay, 40% less than Verizon and AT&T. Bundle 5G home internet for $30 a month and receive a $200 virtual prepaid card. Learn more at T-Mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile. EIP Flex for well-qualified customers on eligible devices. Student 18 and up eligibility verification required. Otherwise, plan converts to standard pricing at additional cost. 40% based on comparable plans. Plan features like hotspot international data and taxes and fees vary. Bundle with $20 in monthly bill credits. Qualifying credit, student perks voice line, and new internet line required. Virtual card typically takes 15 days. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
know, in a few minutes, we're going to start doing the after show. That's the kind of the wild, crazy part of the show where we just go everywhere. And it's not on the radio stations. It is only available through the podcast. If you haven't heard the podcast, by all means, you need to do that. Wherever you get podcasts, look for Gun Talk. If you want to be a part of that, if you have some questions or maybe some thoughts about concealed carry, about a truck gun, about the idea of maybe changing what you're carrying or how you carry it, I can help you with that. It's a decision process. We'll go through all that. Give me a call, 866-TALK-GUN or TOM-TALK-GUN. We'll get you into the after show. We mentioned the truck gun thing. I was just looking. That combined with this decision coming out of Texas, the federal judge who ruled that having to register suppressors and SBRs, short barrel rifles, is unconstitutional. Wiping out the registration requirement. Now, we'll see if that holds up, if it gets appealed. But say it holds. At the same time, we got that going on. And then we have Smith & Wesson coming out with a brand new M&P, this is an AR, SBR. Mainline Smith & Wesson bringing out an SBR. In 300 Blackout, it has an 8-inch barrel on the 300 Blackout. So you got an AR with an 8-inch barrel. It's threaded. It's set up. It's ready for a can. So you buy this. You do not have to do the registration, the paperwork, the fingerprints, the photograph. You just go in the store and buy it. Just do the 4473 background check like you would for any other gun. Oh, and at the same time, you can buy a suppressor for it and not have to do any of the registration and the paperwork and all the rest of that. You simply do the background check for that. You run one background check. You walk out of the store with your SBR and your can, and you now have what I would offer is a pretty darn good option for a truck gun. Throw an optic on it, because I think that's critical for that, and a sling, and you got a nice rig. Go out and do some training with it, maybe take a class. I think a lot more people are going to start doing that, especially having watched the video. Video is so powerful. Watching the video of this guy at the In-N-Out Burger in Twin Falls, Idaho, murdering people with an AR. Three good guys with handguns tried to stop him. One couldn't because he was carrying an empty chamber. He got shot in the arm and couldn't work the slide on his gun. Good Lord. Then two other guys, an off-duty cop and good guy, Salinas, throw bullets at him and force him back away from everybody so he stops killing people. But, boy, wouldn't it have been helpful to be able to just reach into your truck and pull out a rifle or an SBR, something that where you can just hit him at 100 yards and hit him hard and be pretty well assured of making good hits, because it's a lot easier, frankly, to hit somebody at 100 yards with a rifle than it is with a pistol. Just what it is. I'm just going to offer, I think maybe the time has come to give some serious consideration. If you are that person, that guy, that gal, who says, yeah, I'm not going to let people get murdered in front of me, and I'm going to take steps now to make sure that I am equipped physically, mentally, have the right gear, have the right training, I couldn't live with myself if I watched somebody simply mow down kids or innocent people and I couldn't do anything about it. So I'm going to do this thing. So just food for thought, something to throw out there. You got to figure out who you are and what you would do. Maybe, you know, sometimes you would want to run away. That would be the right thing to do. But there will be other times you say, yeah, I can't run away from this. I can't leave this. I have to do something about it. Get the tools, get the training, make it happen. Decide who you're going to be. That's really what it's about. Hey, if you want to join me on the after show, call me right now at Tom Talk Gun. In the meantime, go out and do some shooting. Get some training. Sign up for a class. Be safe out there. Check your six. And never, ever be a victim.
Progressive presents a guided meditation.
Hear the birds sing. A chipmunk nibbling on an acorn. Smell the pine needles gently falling into your living room as the breeze blows through the gaping hole in your roof. Gaze up at that broken tree branch and relax, because you bundled your home and auto with Progressive and have the peace of mind of 24/7 protection. So relaxing.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Big money donors are running fast and furious away from the headlining Democratic candidate for president, and the Democratic Party glitterati descends on Michigan to take the knee. What's it all about? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Major storm hitting the Aloha State. Here's Donna Warder.
Lala skirted Hawaii's Big Island without making landfall as a hurricane, and now it's weakened to a tropical storm. But hurricane specialist Larry Kelly of the National Hurricane Center says Lala is still punishing the Big Island and drenching several of Hawaii's other islands.
Rainfall totals in excess of 30 inches have been reported on the eastern side of the island, of the Big Island. Damaging winds as well.
Tropical storm conditions have spread westward from Maui to Oahu and Kauai. Governor Josh Green says more than 60,000 households are without power. Three hospitals have switched to generator power. There's a search and rescue mission after flash floods swept several occupied homes off their foundations in Hawaii County. I'm Donna Water.
And officials in Indiana say at least 7 people have died during days of heavy rain and historic flooding in the Hoosier State. Now, the victims include a small child and 6 adults. In the meantime, forecasters say southern Indiana could get some very heavy rain overnight and well into the day on Monday. President Trump praising gains in the crime crackdown across the United States.
The 2025 annual FBI crime report shows violent crime is down more than 9%, murder and robbery down more than 18%, and rape down more than 7% across the country. President Trump at an event celebrating law enforcement on Friday in Nassau County, Long Island.
Let's say they don't have good leadership, like Chicago has very bad leadership, but we have the numbers down because of what the federal government's doing. We get no credit for it because they say, well, we get no credit for it. They like to take all the credit, but everyone knows.
Laura Winters reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Larry Elder here. When it comes to supplements, 2 things matter most. It works, and you can trust it. Rather than tell you about Relief Factor, we'll let our customers do it. We hear from people every day whose lives have changed, and we'd like you to hear their stories. Mark was in tears from his daily hand joint discomfort. But after a week on Relief Factor, he felt 50% better, and now he barely notices any pain. Loves our customer service. He's so happy, he's spreading the word. And Mark is just one of many. I'm one of them. I take Relief Factor every single morning for back issues. I don't take Relief Factor, my back issues come back. They make it easy to find out if you'll be the next person telling us Relief Factor gave you your life back. 3 weeks for just $17.76. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. You'll connect with our friendly local team, and they will do everything they can to help. We hope you'll soon be sharing your story with us as well. ReliefFactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF.
A correspondent, Karen Chamas, reports now that Iran believes several of its airmen are being held in Qatar.
Iran has said that Qatar is holding 3 of its pilots who were reportedly captured when their jets were downed in March. Qatar has denied the allegations. However, Tehran has said until now it had no information about their fate. Saturday's statement alleged that Qatar had not allowed the pilots to meet or communicate with families or Iranian officials handling their case. Iran asked the International Committee of the Red Cross president for help, adding a 4th pilot was killed on the mission. A Qatari government spokesperson indicated on X that the pilots had been shot down and that Qatar's search and rescue teams found the remains of one. He said Iran was invited in April to visit and be briefed on those efforts, with no response. I'm Karen Chamath.
A breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. President Trump is pushing a tax change that appears to have overwhelming public support and could put more investment dollars back into the economy. Here's Bernie Bennett.
A McLaughlin poll finds that voters support indexing capital gains taxes for inflation by nearly a 4-to-1 margin, 62% to 16%. Supporters say the change would prevent taxpayers from being taxed on gains caused only by inflation, while freeing up hundreds of billions of dollars in locked-up capital for new investments. The poll also shows strong support for expanding the capital gains exemption for homeowners, a move advocates say would encourage seniors to sell their homes and increase housing inventory for younger families. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Arizona State University launching a new bachelor's degree in content creation, that new major sparking interest and scrutiny. It includes courses in traditional communication and media studies, along with skills based on podcasting. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise. Grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
They have a very, very robust program in agriculture and looking at food ingredients over there at UC Davis. And they did a big survey about some of these products. And they compared chips and dressings and mayo, a variety of products made either with avocado oil, or so it's claimed, versus olive oil. And what ended up happening, to the dismay of consumers like me, who we were in the fool's paradise, and now I think I'm being bilked, 48 out of 54 avocado oil labeled products were inconsistent with authentic compositional ranges. By contrast, only one of 20 olive oil label products were inconsistent. And so they did this very complicated analysis, page after page of detailed analysis based on highly sophisticated studies looking at the composition of the oils present in these chips and in these mayos and in these dressings. And here's how it broke down. When it came to chips, the chips that boasted avocado oil content, only 2 out of 28, just 7%, were consistent. 93% were inconsistent with whatever the profile would be, the chemical profile for the presence of avocado oil. By contrast, 90% of chips that were said to be olive oil chips were consistent. Only 1 out of 10 failed the test. When it came to dressings, even worse. 12 out of 12 of the dressings that purported to contain 100% pure avocado oil, and many of them do, they say 100% pure avocado oil, 0% were consistent. 12 out of 12 were inconsistent. When it came to olive oil, well, they were all truthfully labeled. 6 out of 6, 100%. When it came to mayonnaise, and I got to say, I go for mayonnaise. I like to slather mayonnaise on my sandwiches. I make a pretty mean BLT. When it came to avocado oil as an ingredient in mayonnaise, only 29% were consistent. 4 out of 14, 10 out of 14 failed the test. When it came to olive oil, again, good results for olive oil. When they say olive oil is in it, olive oil is in it 100% of the time. So the concern is, and you know, I'm actually looking at some of the products, and they name names here about some of the products, and I see some of my favorite products here. Primal Kitchen, which has a good reputation. You get it in health food stores and premium groceries. Primal Kitchen. Italian dressing and marinade made with avocado oil didn't pass the test. Chosen Foods, they make mayo, they make dressings, didn't make the cut. Sir Kensington's, avocado oil mayonnaise, no, also did not make the cut. And so some of these top brands, you can find listings of these that are tagged to the NPR article. And the concern is that 89% of avocado oil labeled products exhibited patterns inconsistent with authentic avocado oil. The suggestion is that they may have been diluted with other ingredients, or even worse, there may not have been any avocado oil at all. It is a premium and pricey oil. As you can tell when you go to buy avocados, billions and billions and billions of avocados are sold each year in the United States. But at least when you get an avocado, it's something you can look at and hold in your hand. It's real. But when it comes to avocado oil, it may be a phantom ingredient in a product that is labeled as having avocado oil. So this is a big nutritional story this week. The avocado oil product that you're buying, I mean, it doesn't apply to, you know, you can buy avocado oil in a bottle, and that's likely to not be ersatz or phony avocado oil. But when they put avocado oil in a product as an ingredient, that's where you're going to get shortchanged, according to the study. 48 out of 54 avocado oil labeled products had little or no real avocado oil in them, according to the study out of UC Davis. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You know that feeling? You're exhausted, but your brain just won't quit. You're staring at the ceiling, watching the clock, dreading the morning. Here's something that actually helps. It's called Kyolic Specialty Series Sleep Mushrooms Plus. And it's unlike anything you've tried before. This isn't some chemical sleep aid that leaves you foggy and dragging the next day. This is a clean botanical formula built around certified organic reishi mushrooms grown on real farms, not in a lab, combined with valerian root to help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer, L-theanine to quiet that racing mind, and Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, one of the most trusted wellness ingredients available for circulation and stress support. It's vegan, non-GMO, no gluten, no dairy, no artificial anything. Just 2 capsules, 2 hours before bed, and you wake up actually rested, not groggy, not out of it. Just refreshed. Kyolic Sleep Mushrooms Plus from Wakanaga. Learn more about this and the entire Kyolic Mushrooms Plus line at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online. There's a crucial molecule in your body that helps control everything. Your circulation, your energy, your stamina, your heart, even your sharpness of mind. It's called nitric oxide. But after age 40, your body makes less and less of it. Less blood flow, less stamina, less of you. But now there's N101, the nitric oxide lozenge developed by Dr. Nathan Bryan, the world's leading nitric oxide researcher backed by Nobel Prize-winning science. N101 is designed to naturally restore your body's nitric oxide levels. Just do what I do and let one dissolve in your mouth twice a day. I especially make sure to take it before workouts. N101 goes to work in minutes, releasing nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream, supporting healthy circulation, boosting oxygen delivery to your muscles and brain, helping you feel the way you're supposed to feel. More energy, better blood flow, sharper focus. Visit HoffmanNO.com. That's HoffmanNO.com, and use coupon code Hoffman10 for 10% off N101.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway... That's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Children's Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And that's the way you get through to Intelligent Medicine. You can call us. You can call during the program, as we've mentioned the number. But you can call anytime you like. Jot that number down. You can participate in the program. Let's hear one of those calls.
Hi, doctor. I have a question about cholesterol. Recently, I was at my doctor, and my total cholesterol through CBC was 229, HDL is 90, LDL 129, and triglycerides 52. My doctor said the LDL is a little high, and trying to get it down with diet, and if that doesn't work, I have to go back in September for additional blood test. If it's still the same, he's talking about putting me on a statin. I was wondering if you think what your opinion would be. Should I ask him if I should have a CBC heart scan to check for a coronary calcification in the coronary arteries? If there's no calcification or minimal calcification, maybe there's no need to be on a statin. Anyway, just like to know if there's any supplements I could recommend to the doctor that I could take in lieu of a statin. Anyway, thank you very much for your opinion. I appreciate that.
Okay, so this is a question I get. This is just a very, very common query, is that folks who have a little bit high cholesterol are often urged to go on a statin drug to lower that cholesterol. And the question is it going to make a difference for them? And so you have kind of an interesting profile. You have a profile that's kind of similar to mine. And, you know, you sound like a relatively healthy young individual, although, you know, voices can sometimes be deceptive. Your cholesterol is a little high at 229, but you also have a resoundingly high HDL cholesterol, and that's generally thought to be protective, but not always. It's actually been discovered that people who have super high HDL, like over 100, sometimes have somewhat increased heart risk, so it may or may not be protective. And then the big number that they fixate on is your LDL cholesterol. And it's thought for people who have minimal risk, in other words, there's no evidence that they have any kind of cofactor that might predispose them to cardiovascular disease, like obesity, hypertension, diabetes, or a very strong family history of cardiovascular disease, or having had in the past themselves a bout of some heart-related problem, that you ought to get it under 130. Well, you're barely under 130, so you're a little borderline. For people who have higher cardiovascular risk, they want it even lower, LDL under 100, even LDL under 70 for people who have had who have very high risk for cardiovascular disease. And they now have drugs, not just statins, but PCSK9 inhibitor drugs that now are injectable, but soon will be available in oral forms that just knock the tar out of your cholesterol. So they got a lot of tools to get your cholesterol down. So when it comes to a decision to go on a statin, it depends on several factors. And one of the tiebreakers is this test called a CAC, a coronary artery calcium scan, which is done with a CT scanner, but don't worry, there's not a lot of radiation. In fact, it's about one-tenth the radiation from one of those units than from an ordinary CT scan. And they just look at the calcium in your coronary arteries. And the concern is that if you're, say, 80 and you have a little bit of a score, that's not as consequential as if you're 35 and you have the beginnings of calcification, because you had a lot more decades of life during which plaque can accumulate in your coronary arteries. And so a piece of information that I'd like to know, and I can't query you because you're not live on this call, is how old are you, right? And if you're young and your coronary artery calcium score is, say, significant double digits or even over 100, I'd say, you might benefit from a statin. But I had that test done at 65, and in spite of my slightly high cholesterol, I had a zero score. And that's a great predictor that you're likely to be free of cardiac disease, even though at 65 I would hope that I'd have another possibly up to three decades or more of life ahead of me in which to accumulate plaque. This has been a controversial thing because sometimes they say, well, even if you have a zero score, you might have some soft plaque. So a lot of doctors have discouraged this. And then it's another test and another expense to Medicare and to insurance companies. And they've kind of pushed back against the test. This came out just this month. U.S. guidelines endorse CAC scoring for risk stratification. And what they found is there was a dramatic difference between people who had positive scores on that versus those with zero, and therefore a zero or low score is a good way of predicting whether you'll benefit from statins. And the analogy I give is that, yeah, it's great to wear seatbelts when you're driving and, you're moving in traffic, but if you're sitting in your car in your garage and maybe you decide you want to clean off your dashboard, organize things in your glove compartment, you don't have to put your seatbelts on because your car's not moving. You're at very low risk. The same thing is if you have a zero coronary calcium score and you go on a statin drug, what benefit is it going to confer to you? So in terms of natural things, look, I'm not in favor of red yeast rice because if you need a statin, you should take a statin. That's kind of a natural botanical statin, but other things help to prevent cardiovascular disease. Things like grapeseed extract, pycnogenol, olive leaf extract, fish oil, chiolic aged garlic extract. These are among the things that you can use, not so much to lower cholesterol, they might lower cholesterol a little bit, but they actually protect your blood vessels from atherosclerosis. Don't forget vitamin D and vitamin K, they're part of the equation for cardiovascular protection. And, get that scan. Find out what's going on. Call us back for the additional information. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Progressive knows you want to get away. But not like two away. You crave the unknown, but also charcuterie boards with four types of cheese. And that's exactly why you bought an RV and bundled it with Progressive, because 24/7 protection is one luxury you'll never have to give up. So go ahead, explore the wilderness, all from the comfort of your zero-gravity cab chair. Switch to Progressive and protect your RV, boat, or motorcycle by bundling with your home or auto insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Big money donors are running fast and furious away from the headlining Democratic candidate for president, and the Democratic Party glitterati descends on Michigan to take the knee. What's it all about? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What if one supplement could make your entire immune system smarter, not stronger, in an aggressive way,
smarter. That's exactly what BWH-85 beta-glucan from BWH Labs does. It works with your immune system, helping it recognize threats, respond effectively, and protect you the way nature intended. BWH Labs has spent over 25 years perfecting the purest, most biologically active beta-glucan on the market, an 85% pure formula that's been tested against 200 competitors and named the most effective immune modulator in peer-reviewed research. Just one ingredient, one focus. Unmatched results. Doctors and integrative health practitioners trust BWH-85 beta-glucan, and so do I. It's available in 100 milligrams for daily support or 500 milligrams for maximum immune defense. It's only available through health practitioners, but as an Intelligent Medicine listener, it's available to you through my full script dispensary. Just go to drhoffman.com/BWH for more information and to order. That's drhoffman.com/BWH.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Everybody calls us a lion!
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for buying gas. That's right. You can earn cash back with Upside just for buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside, and just last year, I made nearly $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get cash back? If you like extra cash, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back when you fill your tank. Use promo code FREEDOM to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREEDOM for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREEDOM for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, taking calls. 877-726-8255 is the way to get through to us here on Intelligent Medicine. We have a question about blood pressure and a popular supplement. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've been listening for decades. Thank you so much for all you do. I've been taking aged garlic extract, but there's a difference between what you recommend and what Kyolic recommends. I was taking the 2400 as you recommend, but then my blood pressure started going into the low 130s. And I do take Natto, but I can go for 3 days without any hydrochlorothiazide, just taking natto, but then on the fourth day, it'll go up to the low 130s. So I'm wondering, when I called Kyolic, they told me to take the blood pressure aged garlic extract, and I'm wondering if you think the same thing, or should I stick with the blood pressure and not with the 2400, I think you called it, cardiovascular. Thank you so much.
Okay, so yeah, there's a profusion of products if you go to kyolic.com. And we've talked about the blood pressure benefits of aged garlic extract, and this is based on several studies, but one in particular from 2019. Aged garlic extract lowers blood pressure in hypertensive subjects, improves arterial stiffness. It is a review and meta-analysis. And so what they found is that there was, on average, a reduction of 8 points in systolic blood pressure in 8 trials that comprised several hundred subjects. Diastolic blood pressure went down by 5.5 points, which is comparable to the effects of many medications. And so, but the dose used in that study was 2,400 milligrams. Now, I wouldn't worry that your blood pressure is going down too much, that this is like overdosing on medication, like some kind of medication that would make your blood pressure plummet. So, when you talk to somebody, call in and it's a consumer hotline and they say, well, we have a hypertension product, but the hypertension product, keep in mind, delivers less of the active ingredient, which is aged garlic extract. It has some other synergistic ingredients. I don't know, maybe some magnesium and other things that are also good. But if you want really the business end of aged garlic extract's blood pressure lowering effects, please take the cardiovascular formula, where if you take, I think it's 600 milligrams, if you take 4 a day, you're going to get the 2,400 milligram effect. Otherwise, with the hypertension thing, to get 2,400 milligrams, you might have to take as many as 8 pills a day, and that's a lot of pills to take, and you're on the right track for controlling your blood pressure naturally. Plus, there are additional benefits, because you'll get some arterial protective, anti-inflammatory effects. You get some nitric oxide benefits from the aged garlic extract, as well as effects on homocysteine, which may have some protective effects against stroke. And it's a great product, and I recommend it very highly to support treatment of high blood pressure. And you got to play around sometimes with using that with your medication, because it may lower your blood pressure a little bit. That'll enable you to taper your medication. If you need help, do so with the help of your health professional. And monitor your blood pressure frequently and see how different dosages affect your blood pressure. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And when we return, we're going to be talking about immunity. So stay with us.
LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, is the most rapidly growing drug and violence prevention charity in the United States. By using an evidence-based, tested, and proven effective curricula taught by law enforcement and educators, LEAD's school-based anti-drug and anti-violence program empowers children to make the right decisions about drugs, violence, alcohol, and bullying. Learn more about LEAD at leadrugs.org or follow us at We Are LEAD, sponsored by LEAD Incorporated.
Are you ready to experience the future of digestive wellness with Dr. O'Hara's new and revolutionary postbiotic fermented food concentrate? Capsule-free and in individual sachet packets that harness the power of 5 years of fermentation and over 500 concentrated bioactive postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's postbiotic fermented food concentrate is a nutrient-dense paste designed to supercharge your digestive health, aid in nutrient absorption, and support whole-body immune wellness. Each sachet packet delivers a potent blend of fermented paste and prebiotics, which serve as fuel for your body's own unique gut microbiome. This concentrate supports your entire digestive tract, does not need refrigeration, non-GMO, dairy, and gluten-free. Dr. O'Hara's postbiotic fermented food concentrate. It is the ultimate embodiment of traditional Japanese fermented craftsmanship, designed for those who seek the highest concentration of nature's restorative power in every serving. Ask your natural products retailer or online at essentialformulas.com.
Magnesium is crucial for over 300 processes in your body, from energy production and muscle recovery to sleep quality and stress response. Yet most Americans don't get enough. In fact, in a peer-reviewed clinical trial, more than 75% of participants showed suboptimal magnesium levels before the study even began. Those who took Duxa Mag SRT saw magnesium rise 30% over 90 days and deficiency symptoms drop by 63%. Remarkable results backed by real science. And for sleep and recovery, Jigsaw Mag Soothes delivers. In a four-week clinical trial, participants saw a 17% improvement in sleep quality, felt 34% less stressed, and rated their satisfaction 85 out of 100. 82% said they'd buy it again. Two supplements, two clinical trials, one company that does the research. Jigsaw Health, Mag SRT for daily magnesium replenishment, Mag Soothe for calm, restorative sleep. To order, go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN15 for 15% off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com, code HOFFMAN15.
Got an old car sitting in your yard? Donate it to Reading Piano Angels. We accept all kinds of vehicles. Cars, trucks, RVs, boats, motorcycles, even trailers and go-karts. Thanks to local support, Piano Angels has provided over 600 pianos to families, schools, churches, senior homes, and nonprofits across Northern California. Donate today by visiting readingpianoangels.com or call 530-510-1903. That's 530-510-1903.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
High upfront costs prevent families from switching wireless providers. T-Mobile is changing that with new 2.0 plans with EIP Flex, a first-of-its-kind 36-month flexible financing option that covers device, taxes, and fees at checkout. For a limited time, well-qualified customers can score a new phone and pay nothing upfront, zero out-of-pocket, and 0% APR. Plus, T-Mobile's new student perks plans start at $30 a month with autopay, 40% less than Verizon and AT&T. Bundle 5G home internet for $30 a month and receive a $200 virtual prepaid card. Learn more at T-Mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile. EIP Flex for well-qualified customers on eligible devices. Student 18 and up eligibility verification required. Otherwise, plan converts to standard pricing at additional cost. 40% based on comparable plans. Plan features like hotspot, international data, and taxes and fees vary. Bundle with $20 in monthly bill credits. Qualifying credit, student perks voice line, and new internet line required. Virtual card typically takes 15 days. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're going to hold calls for a while because I've got something important to talk about. We're going to talk about what I consider the premier immune enhancement product on the market. I've come to this after long investigation. And with me today, they say that great minds think alike. I'm very pleased to have discovered that one of my favorite people in integrative medicine, who's been a frequent contributor here on Intelligent Medicine, we have always have great conversations, Dr. Roundtree is with me today to talk a little bit about immune enhancement.
with a product called Beta-Glucan. It's BWH-85 from BWH Labs. And he's been around the block on this. He is a medical doctor, currently in practice in Boulder, Colorado. But he's also a guy who teaches doctors. He's a longtime educator at the Institute for Functional Medicine. He's a pioneer in this field. And in fact, he teaches a course entitled Immune Functional Medicine Advanced Practice. So we're going to try and boil it down for you. He also has a great way of conveying complex ideas to sophisticated lay people like those in our intelligent medicine audience. So without further ado, here's Dr. Rob Rountree. Rob, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be back on your show yet again.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, so tell us a little bit about beta-glucans. And you have a history of this. You're not a novice in this field. You've been using beta-glucans products for a long time.
For decades, actually. It originally started with an interest in medicinal mushrooms. You know, we've certainly known forever and ever that certain mushrooms like shiitake, maitake, turkey tail had immune regulating properties. And the concept has been that the main ingredient in these mushrooms responsible for their immune supportive properties is something called beta-glucan. But it turns out that beta-glucan has a lot of different forms. All the beta-glucan refers to is the way that glucose molecules are connected to each other.
I think it's what's called a polysaccharide. It's a polysaccharide molecule, but you can find it from a variety of sources. You can start with yeast, you can start from oats, you can start from mushrooms. And so there's a kind of a profusion of products out there. So how was it that you discovered this particular product has superior characteristics?
Well, I think my first introduction was at maybe Natural Products Expo many years ago. I heard a lecture on using yeast beta-glucan in particular versus mushrooms, using it for farmed fish. And the idea was that these farmed fish were getting all kinds of epidemic diseases that were knocking out the population. And so this Norwegian researcher found that if you used an extract of yeast, Saccharomyces cerevisiae, right? The same yeast used for baker's yeast, brewer's yeast, etc. That if you purified that and put it in a fish feed, it improved their overall immune resilience, their resistance to infection.
So especially farm fish were confined, you know, under conditions that are not natural, and they develop diseases that ordinary floating fish get.
You get a bacterial infection that wipes out, the whole population. And so that got me interested in a particular structure of beta-glucan called beta-1316.
Okay.
And what that refers to is the way that glucose molecules are stuck together. So we call that a polymer, right? So we all know glucose is by itself, but when you start stringing glucose molecules together, they begin to form these shapes. And when you string them together in a very particular way, this 1316, they actually form a three-dimensional helical structure. And it turns out that that structure is like the key that fits in the lock of our immune cells.
So, you know, we often talk about immune boosters.
Right.
And obviously that's been a concern. You know, COVID kind of highlighted that people were taking things to increase their resistance and strengthen their immune response. But the concern that has been aired about this is that, you know, perhaps we don't want to strengthen our immune system too much. We don't want to boost it too much because then it can attack itself. The immune system can attack our joints and our intestines, our brain. A lot of so-called autoimmune diseases are diseases of runaway immunity. So, How can we make sure that these kinds of products, while boosting our resistance to disease, infectious diseases, don't increase autoimmunity?
So we use the term immunomodulator instead of immune booster, because these things aren't really boosting the immune system. What they do is they send out a wake-up call We used to say it was a universal alarm signal, but really it's a wake-up call. So why is that important? Because according to Polly Matzinger, the famous immunologist at NIH who did all the research on this, most of our immune cells are in a dormant state. Right? They're hanging out and they're waiting for that wake-up call to say, hey, you better pay attention.
Okay.
But paying attention is different than boosting. Telling your immune cells, macrophages in particular, telling them, hey, look around, something's up, is a really different thing than saying, hey, guys, get going. You know, we're going to fire it up and you need to start attacking everything in sight. That is really different than sending a signal saying, be on the lookout, and, you know, it's time to start doing your thing. So in immunology, they call that signal one. So they say you need multiple signals for your immune cells to get fully activated. And this yeast beta-glucan simply says, hey, there's a stranger in the neighborhood. Pay attention.
So what's the use case for this? Because we know that, you know, as we age, we develop what's called immunosenescence, which is actually not just lowered immunity, but sometimes heightened immunity inappropriately. It's an immune dysregulation. Older people develop autoimmune diseases, but at the same time, they're more prey to influenza and pneumonia and all that stuff. And cancer, ultimately.
Yeah.
So is this just for, you know, kind of hard cases, people with severe immune deficiencies, or is there a use case for ordinary maintenance with a product like this?
Well, I think the COVID pandemic kind of made it clear that a lot of our immune systems were underfunctioning and weren't ready for anything, you know. And the kind of classic story is indigenous tribes that hadn't been exposed to, you know, some basic viral infection. And then, you know, you have traders, missionaries, they show up and infect the tribe and the whole tribe is gone. So
which is how like a handful of Spanish conquistadors conquered an empire with, you know, tens of thousands of soldiers is basically guns, germs, and steel, you know.
Yes, I've got that book, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that whole story of, you know, it's the great dying of the Native American population was mostly due not to, you know, shooting them, but imparting some of these European diseases that they weren't ready for. So clearly that's an example of lack of immune readiness. So,
Think about school teachers, right?
Indeed.
You know that kids are just bringing in this cesspool of infection to them. And so it's pretty typical for an elementary school teacher to get sick multiple times a year. Then they have missed days at work, et cetera. So these aren't unhealthy people. These are people that just haven't been exposed to the virus in question or the bacterial infection in question. So I think the case could be made that even younger, healthier people, not the older immunosenescent types, but the younger people as well, aren't in the state of immune readiness that we'd like to see. We could all benefit from that immune readiness.
So BWH-85 beta-glucan comes in two strengths. It comes in 100 milligram strength, which is a little more economical because it's less strong than the high test version, which is 500 milligrams. Is it appropriate for people, you know, who are just seeking a little bit of protection to take the 100, and then maybe people with specific immune problems should maybe consider a higher dose?
Yeah, I think that's the way it's positioned. Now, in the old days when I mostly recommended medicinal mushrooms for this purpose, people would have to take a lot. And, you know, I still eat shiitake several times a week.
Sure.
I think it's a good thing. I recommend it. But you have to eat a lot of these mushrooms to get the amount of purified beta-glucan you would from this particular yeast. So that's the advantage. That's actually the beauty of this particular product, is that it's so purified that you don't need much and that more isn't necessarily better. So for a healthy person, you know, or even a kid, you know, who's getting a lot of infections, 100 milligrams is probably plenty. But what about me? You know, I'm getting older, I'm getting up there in years, and I still have a clinical practice. People come in with a cough, et cetera.
I always dread those office days, you know, when the people are coming in sick, you know, thank you very much.
Yeah, popping all over you.
Yeah.
So I'm a 500 milligram kind of guy.
Okay.
Right? And then there are other people who their immune system is weakened. Let's say they had a history of taking chemotherapy or, you know, they're really run down. They've been in an accident. They've had surgery. They're run down. They may need 1,000.
Indeed.
Right? But most people, most healthy people, can probably do just fine with 100, 200 milligrams.
For maintenance.
Maintenance, because it's so pure and potent.
We want to do a long form with you on some of the clinical studies on this, but actually, this is actually one of the most studied compounds, nutraceutical science.
Yeah.
You know, we're,
yeah.
This is not a fly by night concept like, okay, you know, we're going to use, traditional Chinese medicine here and, you know, yeah, we just believe in folklore. This is actually scientifically vetted. There are studies that show that this really
and
makes a difference.
Studies that refine the dose. Study that refine the specific things that we can expect to see. Probably one of the more profound studies with yeast beta glucan is in seniors who are getting vaccinated for flu.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic thing. They want to see, does a vaccine take? Often it doesn't.
Yep, exactly. Because their immune systems are in this senescent state.
Mm-hmm.
So they just don't respond very well. And it's been shown if you give them beta-glucan before the vaccine, their antibody response goes way up. Pretty
Indeed.
Profound.
Yeah. And that's actually one of the classic ways to demonstrate that something or other is enhancing immune response. So, you know, in conclusion, I got to say that, you know, my choice these days, and I've taken beta-glucan's products, you know, mushroom extracts, a variety of things for a long time. I currently have switched to BWH-85 beta-glucan from BWH Labs, as have you. And I think you're recommending it in your courses to physicians at the Institute for Functional Medicine. I just want to mention to our listening audience, this is a professional-grade product that's available normally only through health practitioners. But as an intelligent medicine listener, it's available to you through my full script dispensary. So just go to drhoffman.com/BWH for more information and to order. That's drhoffman.com/BWH. And, you're such a great communicator, Rob. There's a lot more to discuss on this front, you know, but just a comprehensive strategy, for not just boosting immunity, but regulating immunity, enhancing one's immune response, you know, kind of Goldilocks, not too hot, not too cold, just right. That's where we want to be. These products, these nutraceuticals can really help us along with lifestyle change, you know, appropriate diet, sleep, exercise, all these factors play a role as well as other supplements. Of course, you know, we can think of numerous supplements that are part of an all of the above approach. But, my favorite these days, BWH-85 beta glucan. Check it out, folks. I recommend it highly. And Rob, we'll do a long form on this subject soon. So, we'll welcome you back to Intelligent Medicine. Thanks very much for joining us today. And so go back to enjoying your Rocky Mountain High in Boulder, Colorado, because it's a great place to be this time of year.
It is.
Thanks so much for joining us.
You betcha.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be right back with more of today's Intelligent Medicine Radio program in just a few moments. Stay with us. You know that feeling when everything just clicks? Your mind is sharp, your mood is steady, your body feels like it's firing on all cylinders. That's not luck. That's what your body is capable of every single day. Now, I've looked into a lot of fish oil supplements, and honestly, most of them are mystery sourced, overprocessed, blasted with heat, and packed with synthetic add-ins. But this one is different. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health starts with wild Alaskan salmon and cod, sustainably caught from some of the cleanest waters on the planet, and then it's processed at low temperatures to preserve what actually matters. We're talking about real omega-3s, naturally occurring vitamins A and D, and pro-resolving mediators, or PRMs, that help your body balance its own immune response. What does that mean for you? Clearer thinking, more stable mood, and real nature-based support for your heart and immune system. No shortcuts, no synthetic nonsense. If you want to feel the difference, go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman, and use code Hoffman for 20% off site-wide.
put all your gear on that you carry, and then roll around on the ground. Now get up. All your gear that's on the ground, that's what you're not going to have in a fight.
Gun Talk should be in your podcast feed. Check out Gun Talk Nation.
What's it like to be blown up?
You know, if it's like C4, it's almost like a smack.
Hunting. Yeah, we talk about that too.
On your crosshairs, I like a thin crosshair.
AJ, you're really dating yourself by calling things crosshairs.
You're reticle. Whatever.
Have some fun and stay informed with the Gun Talk podcast.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. White House reports some countries routing exports through third nations to avoid U.S. tariffs.
The report says China has responded to 2018 tariffs by sending goods to other countries for packaging and assembly. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro says China launders exports through more than 40 countries, causing tax revenue losses of $19 to $26 billion each year. China's leader, Xi Jinping, is scheduled to visit Washington in September. Bob Agner reporting.
New numbers are fueling the debate over which administration delivered better paychecks. Unleash Prosperity says the comparison between Presidents Biden and Trump tells a stark story on affordability. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
Economist Steve Moore of UP says inflation-adjusted wages, or real wages, fell nearly 4% during the Biden years, reducing Americans' buying power. By contrast, he says real wages under President Trump's current term are up about 1.2%. Moore argues that while the gain is modest, it's a move in the right direction and a sign that workers are finally getting ahead instead of falling behind. Ken Lorman reporting.
There appears to be bipartisan support on Capitol Hill to get rid of daylight saving time.
President Trump supports keeping the time across the country the same all year long. On his Truth Social page, the president writes, "People are sick and tired of having to change their clocks twice a year. It is foolish, inconvenient, and in some cases, very costly."
That is correspondent Laura Winters reporting. Rescue teams in eastern Indonesia now have recovered six more bodies in the wake of that magnitude 7.7 earthquake. Authorities say the death toll is now at 53. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Larry Elder here. When it comes to supplements, two things matter most. Does it work? And can you trust it? Rather than just tell you about Relief Factor, we'll let our customers do it. We hear from people every single day whose lives have changed, and we'd like you to hear a few of their stories. Chris has spent years doing physical work, leaving his feet sore at the end of the day. After starting Relief Factor, he felt so good he did something he'd never done before. He ran a half marathon. Now he tells all his friends about Relief Factor. I've got back issues. I've been taking Relief Factor every single morning for years. Without it, the back problems come back. They make it easy to find if you'll be the next person telling us Relief Factor gave you your life back. 3 weeks for just $17.76. Simply go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. You'll connect with our friendly local team, and they'll do everything they can to help. We hope you'll be soon sharing your story with us, too. ReliefFactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF.
It appears a red state attorney general's warning about financial discrimination against an ammo maker is paying off.
West Virginia Attorney General J.B. McCuskey investigated payment processors Bill.com, Ramp, and First Internet Bank of Indiana for denying services to Kent Cartridge Company due to its ammunition production, citing compliance restrictions. Following warning letters under the state's FIND Act, the companies pledged not to discriminate against lawful firearm businesses, with Bill.com entering a business relationship with the ammo maker. Ron Taylor reporting.
Tommy John, the pitching great known for the surgery that bears his name, has died. John had a remarkable 26-year career, winning 288 games and becoming the first pitcher to successfully return from the groundbreaking elbow surgery that hundreds, maybe thousands, have had now. Tommy John was 83. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. An 8-day halt of avocado imports from Mexico's main avocado-producing state has now been lifted. We have more on the story from correspondent Donna Warder.
Orchard supervisor Jesus Mendez says the halt in production had an economic impact on both producers and workers. Michoacán is Mexico's main avocado-producing state and also a region where four cartels designated by the Trump administration as terrorist organizations operate. U.S. authorities fully lifted the restrictions after more Mexican troops were deployed in the region. Avocado producer Luis Manuel Soto says more troops bring more peace of mind because he says his life has repeatedly been threatened. He says, I think we can work more comfortably, do our jobs better, and hopefully they will continue providing security so that everyone in Michoacán can move forward. I'm Donna Warder.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open with The Whistler. And then it's our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar, as we'll present part four of the five-part storyline, The Indestructible Mike Matter. We begin, though, with The Jackson Street Affair, starring Herb Litton, Joe Gilbert, Martha Wentworth, Larry Dobkin, and Ben Wright, and broadcast back on March 18th of 1951.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
And now for the Signal Oil Company, the Whistler's strange story, The Jackson Street Affair.
She paced nervously, anxiously, back and forth across the thin carpeting of the parlor in the house on Upper Jackson Street. A rooming house now, the ancient three-story structure had seen far better days, standing as it had through so much of the history and lore of old San Francisco. But this was present-day San Francisco, and Catherine Marley, 30-ish, dark-haired, wasn't thinking of the distant past. Rather, she was worrying about the immediate future. She was worrying so much that when she sat down to light a cigarette, her hand shook. And when the doorbell sounded, she almost leaped from the chair and then hurried to answer the ring.
I'm coming. The trunk is right here in the hall. You can just... Oh, you're not...
Rawlings is the name, huh? Fred Rawlings. I just saw your vacancy sign here.
Oh, yes, of course. I thought you were from the transfer company.
No. I'm from the Brisbane Star out of Australia. Merchant Marine, man. Radio operator. About the room.
Come in.
Well, I hadn't hoped to be so lucky, ma'am. I mean, finding a room vacant here. You see, I'll only be in town a few days. I wanted to visit my old friend, Carl Pennell.
Carl Pennell?
Yes.
He lives here, doesn't he?
Well, he did live here, Mr. Rawlings.
Did live here? I don't understand.
Mr. Pennell moved out just 2 days ago.
Oh? It's odd. You see, I'd written to him. I told him I was coming. Yes, very odd. Yeah.
I'm sorry. He didn't even leave a forwarding address.
Well, of course, it shouldn't be too difficult to trace him down, eh? His trunk here. Where are you supposed to send it?
His trunk? Oh, well, that doesn't belong to Mr. Pennell. It's my trunk.
Oh, indeed. Well, then it is going to be hard to locate Carl. No address. I don't know where to start.
I don't suppose you'll be wanting to stay here, then. I mean, since Mr. Pennell's moved out.
Huh? Oh, well, I don't know where else I'd stay, ma'am. Might as well be here. I'm getting tired of toting this sea bag about. Could you show me to the room?
Well, if you wish, I... All right. This way, Mr. Rawlings. It's this floor in the back.
Ah.
Matter of fact, it's the same room Mr. Pennell had.
Oh, yes, that's a nice room, Miss Marley. Very nice.
I'm sorry the view isn't more inspiring.
Oh, the neighbor's laundry? Oh, that's all right. That's a homey touch, ma'am. Something I'll miss on shipboard. So, yes, I'll take it. I'll pay in advance. Now, is this the closet?
No, the closet's over here.
Oh.
That leads to Mrs. Finch's room. It's bolted.
Oh, that's a shame.
Mrs. Finch, Emma, is the cleaning woman.
The maid, keeps everything shipshape, does she?
That's the idea.
Oh, excuse me, ma'am. I just...
Come in, Mrs. Finch.
Sorry to bother. I haven't quite finished dusting.
This is Mr. Rawlings, Mrs. Finch. He's thinking about taking this room.
Oh, how do you do, I'm sure.
Well, Mrs. Finch, I understand that should I take the room, you and I would be neighbors.
Yes, sir. My room's right next to yours.
You can tend to the dusting later, Mrs. Finch.
Yes, ma'am. Goodbye, Mr. Rawlings.
Goodbye, Mrs. Finch. She's a colorless sort, isn't she?
She's neat, unobtrusive. That's all we ask of her.
How is it, miss, if you'll excuse me asking, how is it such a pretty young woman as yourself is running a rooming house?
Oh, it's temporary. I plan to sell the place soon. This was my mother's house. She died a few years ago.
After you've just been carrying on until...
Yes, until I can make other arrangements. Well, I hope you'll enjoy your stay, Mr. Rawlings.
I'm certain I will, ma'am. Certain. And, thanks to you.
You don't like this, do you, Catherine? This unexpected arrival of Mr. Fred Rawlings. You don't like it at all. And so you hurry quickly down the hall and tap so softly on the door of another room.
Catherine, what's wrong?
Shh. You look... Come into my room, Alex. I must talk to you right away.
I don't see what we've got to worry about. This Rawlings is just a friend of Carl's.
Don't say we've nothing to worry about. We killed a man, didn't we?
A man who recently came into quite a sum of money. Don't forget that, Catherine. And Carl was even thoughtful enough to keep his money on him in a money belt.
I'm not forgetting anything, Alex. Oh, how simple it looked. Carl Pennell was lonely, we told ourselves. Lonely and rich after his uncle died. No relatives, no friends. Until this Fred Rawlings showed up from nowhere.
Oh, Catherine, you're all on edge. We've got what we wanted, the money.
How do we know Fred Rawlings doesn't know about Carl's money?
Suppose he does.
Oh, Alex, I'm sorry. I'd like to share your calm, cool manner. But the fact remains he did notice the trunk. And that trunk contains Carl Pennell's body right at this moment. I won't breathe safely until it's out of this house.
Now, wait a minute. Looking for something?
Eh? Oh, I was just having a look at this old trunk here.
Alex, this is our new guest, Fred Rawlings. He's in the Merchant Marine.
How do you do, Alex?
Hello.
I could have sworn that trunk belonged to my friend Carl, that's all.
It doesn't. It's Catherine, Miss Marley's.
Well, I just got Carl Pennell on my mind, I suppose. You folks hear about Carl coming into a bit of money?
Why, no. No, as a matter of fact, we often wondered how he got by.
Oh, it was nice for Carl. Nice for anybody to have a rich relative leave him an unexpected windfall. Couldn't have happened to a nicer chap. Well, I'll be getting back to my room. Sit down.
What do you think?
I don't know, Catherine. I don't know.
Alex!
What's the matter?
The trunk. Those blurred initials on the side. I never noticed them before.
Blurred initials? Well, F.R. Funny.
It's not so funny, not so funny at all. F.R., they could stand for Fred Rawlings, Alex.
They could, but...
It could have been his trunk, and he let Carl Pennell use it. Alex, he knows we're lying.
You're listening to The Whistler. We'll be back with more of our story right after this.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post 9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for buying gas. That's right. You can earn cash back with Upside just for buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside, and just last year, I made nearly $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get cash back? If you like extra cash, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back when you fill your tank. Use promo code FREEDOM to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREEDOM for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREEDOM for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The DSA needs to make it make sense.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
All the socialists claiming we're not paying enough taxes as a society. Americans spend more on taxes than housing, food, and utilities combined.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now let's get back to The Whistler on When Radio Was.
Alex shares your worry now, doesn't he, Catherine? Alex, who was so cool, so calm up to a few minutes ago. Yes, he senses the terrible peril you've both been placed in with the arrival of Fred Rawlings looking for his friend, Carl Pennell. It was a most unexpected arrival, wasn't it? Especially with Carl Pennell lying dead inside the trunk, which you think Rawlings has already recognized as one belonging to him. He knows you've lied, doesn't he, Catherine? You're certain of that. The only uncertain thing is what to do about it. Finally, Alex makes a practical suggestion. The only thing left for you to do.
We've got to get that trunk out of here as fast as possible. It's as simple as that, Catherine. What the devil's holding up that transfer company? They should have been here an hour ago.
Oh, Alex, I can't stand this waiting. I mean, with Fred Rawlings snooping around.
Well, he can't see you like this. You've got to get a hold... Look, we'll change the plan. You go on over to Mill Valley, the cottage. I'll wait here and see that the trunk gets on the truck.
Yes, it might be safer, Alex.
At least till I get hold of my nerves.
I know. Go on now, drive over to the cottage and wait for him to deliver the trunk. Tonight we'll bury it where it will never be found. I'll stay here, keep an eye on things. Particularly on Mr. Fred Rawlings.
Driving across the Golden Gate Bridge, you're still wondering if Alex is right, aren't you, Catherine? Alex. Yes, his assurance that everything will work out. At the little cottage where you hope to live after selling the old boarding house, you sit down to wait. The hours drag by like years, don't they, Catherine? And then at last you see the transfer truck pull up in front and unload the trunk.
Where do you want us to put this trunk, lady?
Oh, in the garage. And now how much do I owe you?
It's all taken care of, lady. Fell at the other end.
Oh, yes, Alex. Well, thank you so much. We were wondering if you'd forgotten us.
Been busy, lady. Bigger stuff. These routine hauls just have to wait.
Yes, I suppose so.
The routine hauls have to wait, Catherine. You can't help thinking about the casual, unknowing words of the transfer man as you lock up the cottage, get into your car, and start back toward San Francisco. You feel relaxed now, secure. You'll meet Alex, have dinner with him, and then leave the remainder of the grim plan in his hands. In Mill Valley, you stop for a leisurely lunch before driving back across the bridge. After lunch, you get back into your car, and as you glance out the window, you see a cab passing, coming from the direction of the cottage. A cab bearing a single passenger, Fred Rawlings. Shocked and nervous, you drive quickly back to the cottage and run to the garage.
The trunk! It's been opened!
Yes, Catherine. The trunk has been opened, undoubtedly by Fred Rawlings. You feel the panic sweep through you as you realize that Fred probably knows everything now. All about the murder of his friend, Carl Pennell. You look inside the trunk, straightened up, startled. There's only a few odds and ends of clothing inside, Catherine. Carl Pennell's body has disappeared. It's almost 8 o'clock that evening when you arrive back in town. Rush into the rooming house. Find Alex waiting for you in the front parlor, a grin on his face.
Alex.
I know. Don't tell me. Rawlings followed the trunk out to Mill Valley, didn't he?
Yes, and he forced it open. But Alex, the body...
No, it wasn't in the trunk. I had a hunch how Mr. Rawlings would do exactly as he did, so I made a little switch.
But Pennell's body, what did you do with it?
It's in the basement, in the small room behind the furnace.
What?
Now, relax. No one ever goes in there. Besides, I moved half a dozen trunks and crates, piled them up in front of the door. Mrs. Finch could never move them in a million years.
Oh, Alex, I don't like this. We've got to get rid of that body.
All right. We'll get rid of the body late tonight. But it's going to be risky as long as Rawlings is around.
Wait a minute. Suppose our fine Mr. Rawlings wasn't around.
Mm-hmm. The same thing that happened to Pennell could happen to Rawlings, too.
Why not, Alex? Why not?
Now, this is more like my old Catherine. We wait till he's in bed, asleep. Turn on the gas. Look, we better get moving fast.
He's not in the room now, is he?
No, he went out a little while ago for cigarettes. He'll be back soon.
Well, I'll go down to the cellar, turn off the gas. You go to his room, take the valve out of the gas line and the heater. Hurry.
Down in the cellar, you turn off the gas. No one will notice it, Catherine. You're certain of that. Because the only other gas outlet in the entire house, beside the one in the kitchen, is in Rawlings' room. You hurry back upstairs. And as you start into the parlor, the front door opens.
Evening, Miss Marley.
Rawlings. He's back, Catherine, isn't he? And a little too soon. Alex is still in Rawlings' room. You've got to stall Rawlings off long enough for Alex to come back.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Rawlings.
It's getting a bit cooler out.
Yes, it is. Come on into the parlor. I was going to fix a highball. Perhaps you'll join me?
Thanks, no.
Well, keep me company then.
Of course. Charming room, this. I love these old-fashioned parlors, don't you, Miss Marley?
It was Mother's favorite room. I've left it just the way she liked it. Sit down, won't you?
Thanks.
You have a big day, Mr. Rowling?
Yes. Rather a busy one at that. So many things to do, you know, so many old friends to visit and all.
Any of those old friends know the whereabouts of your Mr. Pennell?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, I've a feeling I'll find the lad soon, Miss Marley.
All set, baby.
Mr. Rawlings, you've met Alex, haven't you?
Of course. How are you, old man?
Fine, just fine.
Drink, Alex?
Yeah, I don't care if I do.
Are you sure you won't change your mind, Mr. Rawlings?
Well, by George, I will have one. Plain water, eh?
As the three of you sit sipping your drinks, Rawlings seems to monopolize most of the conversation, doesn't he, Catherine? Yes, he's in a talkative mood, enjoying himself, and you chat for almost an hour. Finally, he announces he's going to retire for the evening. And after he's gone, you and Alex sit quietly and wait for an hour or so. And then the two of you slip out into the backyard.
He ought to be asleep by now, the way you slug his drinks.
Well, I have a hunch it takes more than a few shots of bourbon to put him to sleep. I hope he doesn't decide to sit up half the night and read.
Oh, no, look. His room's dark. And the windows are all down. That's good. Must be asleep.
All right. You know what to do.
Sure, I know.
And, Alex, when you turn the gas on...
I know. Just a little at a time to start with. Will you just leave it to me?
Back upstairs in the parlor, you pace the floor. And finally, Alex returns from the cellar, drops into the chair by the fireplace, and grins at you. Then he picks up a magazine, leans back, starts to read. You continue to pace the room, glancing occasionally at the clock.
Relax, huh? Nothing's gonna go wrong. Gas been pouring into that room for almost 3 hours now. Mr. Rawlings is well on his way.
Oh, I know, I know.
Come on, have a drink and stop thinking about everything.
Alex, wait.
What's the matter?
Listen. Someone's coming down the hall.
Hello, you chap.
What?
Oh, I didn't mean to startle you, Miss Marley. I'm sorry, you still up?
Yes, yes, we're still up.
I thought you'd, gone to bed, Mr. Rawlings.
Oh, I started to, but I got to chatting with a fellow across the hall, McGill. I've been in his room all this time. Shooting the breeze, I believe you call it.
I see.
It seems I've developed a bit of an appetite. Any night eateries about?
Oh, yes.
On Geary Street, you'll find several.
Oh, thanks. Can I bring anything back for you chaps? A sandwich or something?
No, thank you.
Oh, well. Good night.
No, nothing could go wrong, Alex. Nothing could go wrong.
Okay, how was I to know?
Oh, you'd better air out that room before he gets back. And replace the valve on the gas line. Hurry.
Your little plan didn't work this time, did it, Catherine? No, Mr. Rawlings is still very much alive. Very much a threat. Down in the cellar, you turn off the gas. Wait a few minutes. Give Alex enough time to put the valve back in the line in Rawlings' room. Then you turn the gas on again. So the gas in the kitchen will function normally. You go back up to the parlor. Alex joins you a moment later.
How was it?
Pretty bad, but I left the windows open. Most of the gas order will be gone by the time he gets back. Well, what now, sweetheart? Do we try again?
No. There's bound to be some trace of gas left in the room. He'd notice it. Check the gas heater. No, we can't try that stunt again, Alex.
Then what?
We'll have to think of something else. Figure out some other way. And it isn't going to be easy, Alex.
It's on your mind all night long, isn't it, Catherine? You rack your brain for some simple way. Something that doesn't involve too many risks. A way to rid yourself of Mr. Rawlings. And by morning, you still haven't found the answer you're looking for. You're having a cup of coffee when he comes in. And you're surprised to see the suitcase in his hand.
Why, good morning, Mr. Rawlings.
Morning. Just popped in to say goodbye.
You're leaving us?
I'm afraid so. The ship's going out a day early. Oh, didn't I tell you?
No, you didn't.
It must have slipped my mind. We're sailing at noon.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm awfully sorry to have you leave us so soon.
As a matter of fact, I'd like pretty much to stay on a bit, but, well, you know how it is. Oh, by the way, I've a confession to make, Miss Marley.
Oh, a confession?
Yes, I feel you ought to know about it. You see, well, I thought you were trying to put something over on me.
What do you mean?
About Pennell, his sudden departure and all that. I thought you were covering up for him.
Covering up? But why should I do that?
Oh, that business about the trunk. It did look rather suspicious, you see. I recognized the trunk immediately. I'd given it to Pennell several years ago.
Oh, I see. And when I said it was my trunk, you were certain that I...
Yes, exactly.
Well, actually, it might have been Mr. Pennell's at that. There's so many old trunks in the basement, I just suppose they all belong to Mother.
Well, Pennell probably had no further use for it. He left it down there when he moved in.
And he certainly didn't mention it when he moved away.
Well, anyway, I do want to apologize, Miss Marley.
Well, don't give it another thought. Goodbye, Mr. Rawlings. And the next time you're in port...
Right. I'll pop in. Say hello.
You almost laugh out loud with relief, don't you, Catherine? As you hurry upstairs to tell Alex the good news. But his reaction isn't quite what you expected.
So he's leaving, huh? Pulling out just like that.
Of course. That's what he just told me.
Yeah, that's what he just told you.
What? You mean he's lying? He isn't going at all? It's a trick?
I think we better go down to the docks, baby, and make sure the Brisbane Star pulls out. And that Mr. Rawlings is aboard when she does. You better tell Emma we're going out.
Oh, I will. Oh, Emma.
Yes, Miss Molly?
We're going out for a while. Take care of things, will you, Emma?
But, Miss Molly...
We're going out for a while.
It's a 20-minute drive to the Embarcadero. Alex parks his car near the pier where the Brisbane Star is docked. The hours go by, and the two of you watch the loading of the boat. And then, a few minutes before 12...
She's pulling out all right, baby.
Yes, and look up there, Alex, on the deck.
Yeah, Mr. Rawlings, big as life.
Goodbye, Mr. Rawlings. Bon voyage.
Well, honey, I'd say we don't have a thing to worry about anymore. Not a thing.
It's all over now, isn't it, Catherine? The threat is gone. Sailed aboard the Brisbane Star. Now all that remains is for you and Alex to return to the rooming house. And at the first opportunity, get rid of Pennell's body, now hidden in the small cellar room behind the furnace. Then the cottage in Mill Valley, and a comfortable life, thanks to Mr. Pennell's money. The two of you drive back to the house, and as you step into the parlor, you find a tall, heavy-set man there waiting for you.
Hello? You must be Miss Marley.
Yes, that's right.
I'm Lieutenant Kincaid, Police Department. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
What's wrong?
You had a roomie here named Pennell, Carl Pennell?
Yes, but he moved away several days ago.
Are you sure?
Of course she is.
Matter of fact, Alex and I saw him leave in a taxi. He said something about having to catch a train, I think.
I see. Now, Mrs. Finch, will you come in, please?
Lieutenant, what's this all about?
Oh, Miss Marley. Miss Marley.
Emma, what's the matter?
Well, it was about the gas. I tried to tell you this morning, but you and Mr. Alex were in such a hurry.
What about the gas?
Twice now. Two nights in 1 week. I smelled gas in my room. It worried me. I thought something should be done about it.
So she called the gas company and they sent a couple of men over to check the house.
Yes. My room being directly over the furnace, I thought maybe that's where the gas was coming from and...
The gas company men checked the furnace and found nothing. But in tracing the pipes through the exterior of the house, they had to go into that small room in the cellar.
No.
Yeah. That's when they called the police. Mrs. Finch identified the body as that of Carl Pennell. Now, Miss Marley, suppose you and your boyfriend here come along with me to headquarters. I think you got a lot of explaining to do.
Let that whistle be your signal for the Signal Oil program, The Whistler, each Sunday night at this same time. Signal has asked me to remind you that today the Red Cross, in addition to providing life-saving whole blood and other needed help for our GIs overseas, must now stockpile blood plasma for possible civilian needs, as well as be prepared to furnish emergency food, clothing, and shelter in case of disaster or enemy attack here. Good reason why this year the Red Cross needs more of us to help, and more help from each of us. Featured in tonight's story were Bill Foreman, Joe Gilbert, Larry Dobkin, Martha Wentworth, Ben Wright, and Herbert Litton. The Whistler was produced and directed by George W. Allen, with story by Adrian Jean Doe, music by Wilbur Hatch, and was transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. The Whistler is entirely fictional, and all characters portrayed on The Whistler are also fictional. Any similarity of names or resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Remember, at this same time next Sunday, another strange tale by The Whistler.
The Jackson Street Affair from March 18, 1951. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Wind Radio Was, we'll continue the indestructible Mike Matter, a yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline with the great Howard McNear as Mike. It resumes right after this break.
Magic moments when two hearts are kept.
Relive the golden age of popular music at spiritsentertainment.com with Those Were the Days, an amazing 4-CD collection featuring 100 unforgettable recordings from the 50s and early 60s.
Dream a little dream.
You're nobody till somebody loves you.
Enjoy timeless performances from legendary artists such as Elvis Presley, Doris Day, Frank Sinatra, Buddy Holly, Johnny Cash, Dionne Warwick, Nat King Cole, and many more.
Yes, everybody's somebody cool.
Order Those Were the Days now at spiritsentertainment.com and pay only $22.98, an unbelievable value for 100 songs on 4 CDs. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code BONUS77. Journey through one of music's most cherished eras with pop, jazz, country, and easy listening classics such as Love Me Tender, Moon River, Mona Lisa, Misty, At Last, Fever, Welcome to My World, and so many more.
Sigh and sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try.
Go to spiritsentertainment.com to get Those Were the Days now. Remember, bonus 77 to get extra savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Televisions these days are not just TVs. They are entertainment consoles, and yes, even art installations, like the Amazon Ember Art Line. Aiden Marcus from Amazon has more.
Amazon Ember Art Line looks great on any wall. It's a matte display, 4K TV that is great for watching content, but you can pick your frame, and so it matches your decor. It has far-field voice, so you can just talk to it across the room. You don't need to pick up your remote. And when you're not watching TV or playing a video game, you can show any one of the 2,000 pieces of free art included. In fact, you can use a little AI helper to help you pick some of those pieces of artwork for your room. And when you wanted to see your own photos, you can just ask Alexa to show you your photos. It really sort of completes a room.
Find the Ember Artline TVs on Amazon.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Well, welcome back to Wind Radio Was, and time to continue our latest five-part Johnny Dollar storyline. It's the indestructible Mike Matter, with Mike played by Howard McNear, best known on radio for the role of Doc on Gunsmoke, and over on television as Floyd the Barber on The Andy Griffith Show. This is part four.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Johnny, this phone number you left for me to call, are you at Bellevue Hospital?
Yeah, Randy.
What's wrong?
Are you at headquarters?
Yeah.
A truck ran over Mike Flynn, and I'm sure it was deliberate.
But he's alive, I hope.
He was 4 hours ago when I dragged him in here.
Indestructible might.
I'm not so sure this time.
What about that truck? Did you get the license?
Yeah, the boys at the First Precinct are working on it. Check with them, will you, while I stay here at the hospital?
Sure, Johnny.
And one other thing.
Yeah?
Find out how long that Glad Hand rescue mission has been in existence.
The place where old Mike's been living?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know yet. But do it, will you?
Sure, and you let me know when Mike's out of danger, huh? Johnny?
Better pray a little bit, Randy.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location New York, New York, to the Lakeside Life and Casualty Company. Following is an accounting of expenditures incurred during my investigation of the indestructible Mike matter. The veneer of class and education assumed by J. Wesley Cosgrave just wasn't thick enough to hide the fact that he was better known a few years ago as Dutchy Gordon. And to the old-time racketeer, it looked like a cinch. Pick up a Bowery bomb like Mike Flynn. Insure his life for $50,000, give him a few weeks of high living, then knock him off and collect the insurance. Yeah, real cinch. Especially for Cosgrave, who'd learned as far back as the early days of Prohibition how to employ hired thugs to do the dirty work, while he sat back and collected the profits. I knew as surely as I'm sitting here that Cosgrave was behind the knifing, the shooting, and now this accident to old Mike. But how to prove it? Yeah, sitting here in the waiting room of the hospital, waiting for some word of Mike's condition.
Mr. Dollar?
Oh, yes, Doc. Can I see him now?
Very shortly, I believe.
Well, how is he? Is he
there? There's a phone call for you at the floor desk.
Oh.
This way, please.
Thanks. But how is Mike? Doc, how is he?
You'll be able to see him shortly. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Johnny Dollar.
Ah, Mr. Dollar, I was quite sure that you would be there at the hospital. This is J. Wesley Cosgrave.
What made you think that?
Why, because of the accident to Michael Jeremiah Flynn.
How did you know about it? I kept it out of the papers.
I find it helpful to know about a lot of things that don't get into the papers.
Well, your boy goofed, Cosgrave. Mike is still alive.
My boy?
You know as well as I do, Dutchy, that one of your mob was at the wheel of that truck that ran him down.
You better keep your yap shut, Dollar, or I thought I made it plain to you earlier that I no longer have any connection with the doings of the, shall we say, underworld.
Oh, sure, sure.
As for poor old Mike, I understand it was an accident, very unfortunate.
Knock it off, Cosgrave. I was there when it happened.
Oh?
Yeah. Pretty stupid of a would-be killer to try that with an investigator right next to Mike, wasn't it?
Did you see the driver of the truck?
Suppose I did. You say he wasn't one of your boys, so what difference would it make to you?
Why, none at all. Did you see him?
Why don't you worry about that for a while? Again, I waited. Sat and waited. And paced the corridor of the hospital. Outside, the sun sank slowly behind the horizon of skyscrapers, and the busy clamor of the day's traffic segued to the softer, muffled, but still busy traffic hum of night. And I waited. And smoked. And waited. Finally, it must have been close to midnight. The nurse led me quietly down the hall and indicated the private room that I'd had set aside for Mike. After brief instruction about not staying too long, she pushed open the door for me and she tiptoed away. And there, lo and behold, in all his glory, his head swathed in bandages but wearing a smile a mile wide, sat indestructible Mike.
Hi there, Johnny.
Mike! Oh, Mike. You old reprobate. I guess there is something in prayer after all.
How about this, Johnny? Isn't this swell? Isn't this the finest place you ever saw?
Oh, Mike, you're going to be okay, aren't you?
Yeah, I am now. But I guess I had those doctors scared. Oh, my, Johnny. You just should have seen the way they fluttered around. And those nurses, Johnny. I never saw such beautiful ladies in all my life. And so nice. And doesn't it smell good in here? The disinfectant they use in here is much nicer than Daddy Bill has at the mission. And you know something? I haven't seen a single bed bug. Not even a cockroach.
Oh, Mike, I'm so glad to see in one piece.
Oh, sure I am. But an old bum hasn't any right in a pretty place like this.
You had no more business living through that accident than...
Oh, Johnny, how you talk.
Yeah, and you mustn't talk so much. No matter how good you feel, you need rest. Time to heal up whatever got broken.
Broke? Oh, me?
Well, you still need rest and quiet. Here, I'll turn off this light. I'll see you in the morning.
Oh, but, Johnny...
Yeah?
Johnny, how can I just sleep?
Oh, too much pain, huh? Want the nurse to give you a hypo?
Oh, they fill me up with more needles than you ever saw, but there's only one real painkiller, you know. Yeah.
I'll see you later. If the administration of Bellevue Hospital ever found out that I was back in Mike's room a few minutes later, and why, they'd probably have my neck. But I didn't leave the whole bottle with him, I swear it. Only about three fingers in his water tumbler. And the blissful expression on his face as he closed his eyes to sleep made me sure I'd done right.
Explore, learn, and play this summer at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Discover 300 acres of adventure featuring the Turtle Bay Museum, playgrounds, animals, botanical gardens, trails, and so much more. This summer, experience Popnology and explore science and technology. Marvel at hundreds of butterflies in our butterfly house. Feed lorikeets in Parrot Playhouse. Hop on a ride with the Turtle Express train. And don't miss the popular Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show. Plan your visit today at turtlebay.org.
Open your heart and home to an individual with intellectual and developmental disabilities and become a mentor with our California Mentor Family Home Agency program. We are looking for mentors in Shasta County. As a mentor, you can help an individual in need thrive. Mentors receive a monthly stipend to help cover the cost of care. Call 530-221-9911 or visit ca-mentor.com. That's ca-mentor.com.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Same price claim applies only to the base monthly price of our $45 plan from October 2009 to present.
And now let's wrap up this episode of Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
Item 15180, taxi back to my dingy little hotel. And I thank whatever gods may be that old Mike had pulled through. He'd been right. They just couldn't seem to kill him. So far. But I knew they wouldn't give up. Not with $50,000 at stake. $50,000 more to line the pockets of Dutchie Gordon, who I was sure was just as much of a racketeer as ever, despite his present name of J. Wesley Cosgrave and his pretense of gentility. Because his henchmen had always feared to squeal or died violently before they could, The police had nothing on him. My job was to find one of the mob, make him sing. But how? I guess I was still thinking or dreaming about it when my phone rang the next morning. Hello?
Jay Dollar. This is Jay Dollar. Hello? Oh.
Johnny Dollar.
Hey, you still in bed?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Randy.
Yeah, I thought you were going to call me. Is he still alive?
He sure was when I last saw him at about midnight.
Well, that's a miracle after what that truck did to him. And say,
yeah.
The boys downtown found that truck.
Yeah?
Yeah, it had been stolen and was abandoned.
Did they find any prints on it?
Plenty.
Whose?
Lefty Skillman.
Well, have they picked him?
Yeah. They found him all right, tied up in a sack floating in the East River. Old-time gangster style.
Oh, so help me, I knew that when Cosgrave
you
found
say,
out...
You say Mike's going to be okay?
Randy, he was sitting up in bed, perky as a cockatoo.
No.
I don't know how he does it. Why, he was all ready to pack up and go back to the Glad Hand Rescue Mission.
Huh?
Felt he didn't deserve to be in such a nice, clean place as the hospital.
Bless his foolish heart.
Did you find out anything for me about that flophouse?
Yeah, that's what I called you about. But you still haven't told me...
Well, what'd you find?
Well, according to the records, the building was put up in 1901.
As a mission?
As a piano store, 1901 to 1906. A real respectable place.
Then?
Well, that section began to degenerate. 1906 to 18 was a cheap grocery store.
18 from 1956?
From 1918 to 22 was a secondhand clothing store. Then a speakeasy till 1929.
Keep going, Randy.
Well, I guess the Depression knocked that out, because next it was a saloon.
How long?
Let's see, 1944. That's when William Grover Larkin took over the lease.
Daddy Bell.
Yeah, that's
I
right.
I knew it, Randy. I knew it.
Yeah, what?
Dutchie Gordon, alias J. Wesley Cosgrave, told me that he'd got a hand from that mission when he was just a kid.
Hmm?
That would have meant 25, 30 years ago, at least.
Yeah, it's only been a mission for 12, but... Hey, wait a minute. The lease on that property, when it was a speakeasy, it was in the name of Larkin, too.
Add one more fact, Randolph, and you see what I'm getting at.
What's that?
Your own police files show Cosgrave was still in the rackets in 44.
Yeah, but on a charge that we couldn't substantiate.
Right. Tie him up. Cosgrave was a rum runner during Prohibition. Daddy Bill ran the speak for him since 1944.
Whoa, now, boy. You're trying to build a case on purely circumstantial evidence.
All right, but I think I can make it stick. Now, listen. Where does Cosgrave get the thugs for whatever job he's pulling now?
If he is.
Of course he is. And he gets them out of that flop house. The boys he gives jobs to that are never seen again, remember?
Maybe it does tie up.
Oh, you bet your sweet life it does. At least I'm going to tie it up.
No. Take it easy, Johnny. Just how are you going to go about it?
Well, the first thing I'm going to... Well, hold it.
Huh? Well, what's the matter?
Somebody outside the door of this room, I think. Hold on, Rennie.
No. Wait a minute, Johnny.
All right, what do you think you're doing?
Johnny, hello?
Whoever hit me with whatever he hit me with wasn't fooling me. In the second before I passed out, I vaguely remember hearing a voice, the voice of the room clerk, shouting at whoever it was, and the sound of footsteps running away. In blackness, a dark, heavy throbbing in my head. Then after a long time, another familiar voice. It was Randy, I think. Dimly, somewhere along the line, I could see figures bending over me, hear the voice again. Then more darkness and the weird sounds in my brain. Other sounds, too, that seemed familiar. And seemed meaningless. Meaningless. Finally, after an eternity of jumbled sounds and shadows, a cold, bright light pierced into my slowly returning consciousness. And momentarily, I could see a man in white and women in... Yeah, a hospital. These were the doctor and the nurses. I tried to speak to them. I couldn't. But slowly a realization of what had happened came to my mother's mind. Randy on the telephone had heard the attack on me and had brought help. An ambulance had brought me here. For a brief moment, I saw the glint of a needle poised above my arm. Then blackness again. But a soft, quiet, peaceful blackness.
Johnny. Johnny.
Ah, wow. What are you...
Johnny. Oh. That's the boy. Oh. Wake up.
Mike?
That's right. Isn't it nice they put you in the same room with me? Yeah.
Oh, Mike.
Your policeman friend, Sergeant. And he told me something, Johnny. And he's right.
Mm.
You've got to be careful. They're out to get you, too.
Now, here's our star to tell you about the final intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, well, old Mike may have been indestructible, but I knew by now that I wasn't. So tomorrow, the windup. It had to be while I was still alive. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote tonight's story. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Episode of the Indestructible Mike Matter. We'll present the final installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and the fellow who played Mike, Howard McNear, also did some film work. For example, his final motion picture role came in the 1966 comedy film The Fortune Cookie. That marked the first of 11 movies pairing a couple of well-known actors. I'll have their names and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
Step into the shadows for dark and suspenseful tales of miscalculated misdeeds with Radio Spirit's 6-CD collection, The Whistler, One Dark Night.
It was night, but even with the protection of darkness, Max Tyler crouched low on the apartment house fire escape.
For a limited time, you can get The Whistler, One Dark Night for 50% off. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code STRANGE33 to get The Whistler, One Dark Night for only $14.99.
Back there in the fog, the footsteps coming closer and closer.
This offer won't survive forever, so get half off The Whistler, One Dark Night today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code STRANGE33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Osric Tragen's murderer is right here among us.
What?
Talking about you, silly
girl. Are you sure?
I'm sure, Finn. I know who did it, and I know how to prove it. But I'm going to need your help.
No help needed to prove that the Radio Spirits app offers you free streams every day. Go to radiospiritsapp.com to download it now and never miss a When Radio Was episode again. Plus, stream the most recent shows for free.
That's right. That's just what I'm doing. Ought to be a pretty easy target, Cash. Come on. What are you waiting for?
Don't wait. Listen to your favorite classic radio shows with a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Harry Nile, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play when you want. Check out the Radio Spirits app and download a free trial at radiospiritsapp.com now.
CarPro.com.
Jerry Reynolds, the CarPro here, answering your automotive questions. Can you trade in a car you still owe money on? Well, the answer is yes, but before you go to a dealership, know where you stand. You could have positive or negative equity. Negative equity amounts have to be dealt with by using rebates, your own cash, or rolling it into the new loan. Either way, it affects the bottom line loan amount. Negative equity gets added to the loan. Positive equity is subtracted. Know your payoff and your approximate value of your car before you shop. To get any of your automotive questions answered, go to CarPro.com and sign up for the free weekly newsletter.
Win a new Corvette or $40,000 from CarPro. 30-time entry promotion ends Sunday night. Get up to 30 times the entries toward a winning brand-new 2026 Corvette Stingray or $40,000 cash. Go to CarPro.com now.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about the 1966 Billy Wilder comedy, The Fortune Cookie, which featured Howard McNear in a supporting role. Well, it marked the first big screen pairing of Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau, who subsequently worked together in 10 additional films, including The Odd Couple, The Front Page, Buddy Buddy, Grumpy Old Men, and its sequel, Grumpier Old Men. Now I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but hey, remember to visit us at the website. It's winradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.